We're ready to go. Set to tip off is going to be Morgan Taylor versus Vanessa Mintz for La Plata. Mintz has probably 3 inches on Taylor, so it looks like a bad jumping and start for the Tigers, although it hasn't happened yet. We get ready. The official says we're ready to go. Tosses the ball in the air, and it's tipped off to La Plata. I predicted that one. La Plata has got it. Gunnels passes into the corner to Mintz. Now back to Gunnels. Now left wing for Idle, and it's stolen by Morgan Taylor. And she took it out of bounds. That'll be a travel, or a turnover, excuse me, for Brashear. Set to go now. Smith has it for the Tigers. Gets it left wing for Love. Now into Taylor. Fires it up. Bad shot. Rebounded by McKim. McKim can't find the basket either. And now Gunnels has it. Gunnels brings it up now. Top the key for Idol. Idol into the block. And it went through the legs of Curtis. Out of bounds. Tiger ball now. Smith brings it up the court. She goes right wing for McKim. McKim puts the ball fake on. Now takes it in the lane, and she's fouled. They're going to get Gunnels on the reach. First foul of the game so far. Last night, the Tigers committed many fouls. We'll see if they've reprieved from that. Smith has it. She passes right in the hands of Idle. Idle's off to the races all the way to the other side. Up and no good. But she was fouled by Smith, I believe. Yep, that was Smith on the foul. Her first, team's first. And Idle will have 2 free throws. 1, 2, 3. Very slow dribbles. Now she's ready. Up. She jumps when she shoots the free throws. Fundamentally incorrect, but she hits it. She has the ball again. 1, 2, 3. Slow dribbles. She scoots back, fires another one, and she hits it again. She does everything wrong, but she gets the basket to fall. 2-0 with 3:50 left to play in the first quarter of the 2B quarter game. I guess this is the first junior high game. Girls. McKim up with the shot. No good. Rebounded now by Morgan Taylor, and she steps on the line out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog ball. Gunnels brings up the court. Bad pass to Idle. It's going to be knocked away. Now picked up by Love. Love can't get a handle on it. Now Idle gets it back. Now to Gunnels. She loses it. Abigail Wheeler picks it up and puts it on the floor now. Now she gives it off to Smith. Smith gets the left wing to Love. Across the court to McKim on the right block. And she loses it. And she's going to get her hands back on it. She's tied up there with Curtis. And it'll be a jump ball. Stays with the Tigers. Pass straight into Wheeler. Wheeler back out to McKim from 6 feet. No good. Rebounded by... No, they're going to get a push here. By... A foul on... Everybody thought it was on Brashear, but it's not. It's going to be against... Franny Curtis. Lucky break there for the Tigers. Taylor is set to inbound. Gets it left wing for Love. Love back to Taylor. Just inside the block. No good. Rebounded by... Well, it wasn't actually rebounded, but Kimmel had her hands on it. I think Taylor came in and pushed her. No, the foul is going to go against Love. Love's the one who was pushing from behind on Kimmel. Now the plate is working the ball into Mintz. Mintz holds it out in the left arc. Now she's going to make a bad pass, and it's picked off by Smith, who is then tripped by Gunnels. And the Tigers are starting to rack up some fouls against La Plata here early. 1:57 left to play in the first quarter. I guess you could call it the first half since they only played two quarters. Smith has it now, top the key for Bashir, gets the right wing for McKinn. McKinn puts the ball fake on, now dribbles left, and it's the, her pass is thrown back into her face by Kimmel. But then as Love picked up the ball, she traveled with it, so the Tigers have another turnover. 1:45 left to play first quarter. It's 2-0 in favor of La Plata. Ball's passed in the gunnel. She races down the right sideline, now picks up a dribble, goes into the right corner, and it's knocked out of bounds by Abigail Wheeler. It'll be La Plata ball. La Plata takes it out from the far sideline. That'll be Mintz. Mintz throws into Kimmel, and Kimmel passes right into the hand of Abby McKim. McKim took it the length of the court. She made the shot with Gunnels, I believe. Yeah, Gunnels was hanging all over her. Gunnels picks up her second foul. McKim did a great job there to get the shot in. With Gunnels, I mean, both of her arms were hanging over McKim's right hand, and McKim was still able to get the shot up and in, and her free throw is good as well. So McKim is dominating the scoreboard early for the Tigers. She leads the Bulldogs 3-2 with 1:30 left to play in the first quarter. The play that gets it in, they give it to Gunnels. Gunnels brings it down and passes off to Idle, and Idle travels with the ball. It'll be the play to turnover and Tiger ball. 1:27 left to play here in the first quarter. Pass into Smith. Smith left wing for Love. Love just inside the arc, fires up a shot, and it banks home. Oh, my. Tigers are feeling a little bit of lady luck here early on. That ball did everything but come out. It bounced out, hung on the rim for a little bit, and went down. Now, pass stolen by McKim goes out of bounds. McKim seems to be everywhere on defense as well. She gets a lot of tips and defends her man pretty well, too. Pass in from Mintz to Idle. Idle puts some ball fakes on, gets it into Gunnell's right wing, fires a three, and it was partially blocked by, I believe, Love got her hand on it. Anyway, Morgan Taylor gets the rebound, dribbles it down the right side, hands off to McKim now. McKim back out to Taylor for just inside the arc. A shot was airballed out of bounds. It'll be La Plata ball. 46 seconds left. Tigers lead it 5-2. Gunnels brings it up the right side, now passes to Idle. Idle all the way home, and she misses the layup. She dribbles right through the defense of the Tigers. It must have looked like Swiss cheese to her. There was a seam, and she drove right through it. Now Tigers have it left wing for Love. Love puts on the floor around the screen by Taylor. Love drops it, but Taylor picks it up now out to the left wing for Smith. Smith dribbles right side, and she carried it. So that'll be Tiger turnover and La Plata ball. 15.8 seconds left to play. 5-2, Tigers lead it. La Plata has a chance to cut the lead here or get rid of it completely with the three. Gunnels takes the left side, now picks up a dribble. Now right wing for Idle. Idle can't decide what to do. 5 seconds left to play. They get it into, oh my. They get the ball into Kimmel, and Kimmel's shot hangs between the rim and the backboard, and that is, I can't remember how that goes down. Anyway, they stop the clock. 3.7 seconds remain. And it's going to be able to play the ball. I think the possession of our favorite them is how they determine that. They set it up for 3.7 seconds. They can't get the ball in. They get it in the Idle. Idle's very close to McKim. She's not even going to get a shot off. She did, however, get it off to Mintz, and Mintz fired, but I think it was too late for the clock, and it was no good anyway. So after the first B quarter of the girls' game, it is 5-2 in favor of Bashir. We'll set up and get ready for the second quarter of the B game. All right, Tigers are going to get the ball first here at the start of the second quarter. They get the ball into March. March just one of many subs. In fact, the whole Tiger whole Tiger roster is changed now. March is going to handle it right wing. Gets it off to Megan Taylor. Taylor into Horton. Horton back out now to Ferguson. Now left wing. She gets top the key for March. March dribbles right side now to Horton. Horton into... she tried to get into Taylor, and it's stolen by Hessler. Hessler takes it to the length of the court, misses a shot, and now they're going to call a travel on Moore as she was rolling around on the floor after she got the rebound. Marge brings up the court for the Tigers, gets it in Taylor. Taylor from the free throw line, off the backboard, on the back rim, no good, rebounded by... Oh, that was a nice play there by Rachel Ferguson to get in there and get her hands on it, cause the jump ball after two of the plate players were tied up holding on to it. Ferguson slipped around and got her hands onto it to cause a jump ball. However, the possession arrow was in favor of the Bulldogs, so they'll have it. They get it down into Hessler, and she shoots off the block. No good. Rebounded by Taylor, and Moore was able to get her hands on it. But this time, the arrow is with the Tigers. March is going to bring it up for the Lady Tigers. Top the key straight into Taylor. Taylor now to Horton just inside the arc. No shot, no good. And this time Ferguson tries to get her hands on it again. However, she's over the back, and they're going to get her with a foul. Just the third team foul for Brashear. 4:20 left to play. Second quarter. Tigers lead it 5-2. Ball's being brought up by... Cook. Cook gets it down into Hessler. Hessler's shot no good, and she decides to throw out her own rebound after the middle of the court. Cook runs it down, now gets the ball into Moore, and she misses a shot. Rebounded by Smith. Smith's shot no good, now rebounded by Taylor. Taylor off to the races, dribbling up the left sideline. Megan picks it up, now right wing for Horton. Horton's shot falls. Hey, after a... Just a step outside the right elbow and right inside of the arc. Shot falls for 7-2 now in favor of the Tigers. 3:33 left to play, second quarter. And now Horton comes down and automatically fouls number 14, Haley Cook of La Plata. La Plata gets it into Rachel Smith. Smith tries to pass into Cook, but it's knocked away. Cook recovers, now gets it into Hessler. Hessler fires from 8 feet and sinks it. It'll be Tiger ball. 7-4, they lead it. 3:05 left to play in the second quarter of the league game. Top the keeper, Horton. She launches a three and she is short by just about 5 feet. Air ball, no good. Now, La Plata works it into Hessler. This time, her shot's no good. Rebounded by Moore. Moore shot no good. Rebounded by March and Cook are going to fight over it. And it'll be a jump ball. Arrow says La Plata. 2:30 left to play here in the second quarter. 7-4. Tigers lead it. They throw the ball into nobody. If Horton couldn't get there before it runs out of bounds, but it'll be Tiger ball anyway. March to inbound, gets it into Horton. Horton brings it up the court. Now across the timeline, gets it right wing for Ferguson. Ferguson into Taylor. Taylor puts on the floor. Now passes across to Horton. She forgot how short she was and throws it over her head out of bounds. 2:01 left to play, second quarter. Now we have some shoe trouble. Marge gets her shoes laced up, tied, ready to go. They get the ball into Cook. Cook brings it up the floor, straight into Moore. Moore turns, squares to the basket, and decides not to shoot. Gets it out right wing for Smith, who brings it back into Cook. Cook misses a shot, and she's going to be on the ground. They're going to call her with the travel as she was rolling around, flailing on the ground. 1:47 left to play. Tigers have the ball. 7-4, they lead it. Now left wing for March. March takes about 8 steps, and they're going to get it with travel. 1:39 now, second quarter. They get the ball down, and Mercer fires up a shot, no good, and it's going to be a foul on Cook of La Plata. She reaches in and hits March on the rebound. That'll be Tiger ball, 1:29 to play, second quarter. Ball inbounded to March. She brings up the court straight in to Taylor. Taylor right wing now for Horton. And it's going to go out of bounds as Horton wasn't expecting the pass. 1:22. Tigers need to take care of these turnovers. They inbound it to Cook. Cook clear into the corner. It's picked up by Jessica Risher. Now Taylor has it dribbling up the court nice and slow. We don't want to get too aggressive. Left wing now for March. March picks up the dribble into Taylor. Taylor from the left elbow. Shot no good. Rebounded by Horton. Horton can't decide what to do, and now she's going to be mobbed, and they're going to call a jump ball with 1:03 left to play. Second quarter. 7-4 lead Tigers. Cook now is going to bring it up the court. Passes straight into Moore. Moore now right wing for Hessler. Hessler shot no good. Rebounded by Taylor. Taylor quick pass to March, and it's going to be a jump ball as Smith reached in and grabbed some of it too. 50 seconds left to play, second quarter. Tigers lead it 7-4, and now they don't have anybody to get the ball out of bounds. Now March is going to take it out of bounds. She passes over the head of Ferguson. It's picked off. Picked off by Bullington. And Bullington, I think maybe one of the Tiger players knocked out of bounds. It'll be a play the ball. Bullington throws it into Hessler. Hessler walks down and travels. It'll be Tiger ball. Tigers just have to burn 44 and a half seconds. And March passes to Wheeler. Wheeler gets it across the timeline. Now his ball is on the floor, and two players slide in, March and Hessler fighting for it. It'll be a jump ball, and possession arrow favors the Bulldogs. 35 seconds and ticking. Picked off by March, and she loses again to Smith. Now poked away by Ferguson. Now Moore throws it out of bounds. Oh, what a set of events there. The Tigers had it. The Tigers lost it. The Tigers had it. And then the Plata had it, and they threw it away. Now, Brashear Ball, they can't get it in. March throws it into Horton somehow, who catches it, and now she's lost it. It's on the floor. There's a scrum. And it's going to be a jump ball again. This time the Tigers get it. 23 and a half seconds left to play in the second quarter, and the Tigers are fighting. Looks like there's a medical emergency here. Well, we have a special guest here tonight. Introduce yourself there, John.
Well, this is John Slavin. I'm not too special.
Uh-oh. The Tigers had a breakaway there on the inbound, and McKim got it. She got a little too excited and took too many steps before she laid it in. That'll be a turnover on the Tigers. Tigers have had trouble turning the ball over here. Now under 20 seconds to go as they play the ball.
Plata gets it in the top of the key, sends it over the right side, shot up off the rim is no good. Plata with the rebound temporarily, they kick it back in to, I think that was
Horton.
And she knocked it out of bounds, so Plata will retain possession of the ball. They're going to inbound it in front of the Plata bench. Get it out up top to number 5, who sends it over the left-hand side, but it's intercepted by, what is that girl?
Ferguson,
and
it.
She walks with it, so had it for temporarily, but then she lost it. So it's going to be, we'll play this ball, they'll inbound it in front, they'll play the bench again. Send it right back up top side. She tries to get it over to the left wing, tries to dump it in with time expiring. Shot's no good. So at the end of the first period of the two to play, it's going to be 7-4.
Tigers win that B game.
Oh, that's it's over there.
That was the second one.
Well, that's what I get for coming in late.
Well, that's a good W for the Tigers, and I guess we're going to reset here in 10 minutes and start the boys' B quarters, and we'll join you then. And by then, I'll have some stats for you as well, so stay tuned. Well, we're just about ready for tip-off here in the junior high B quarter game. John, what do you see out of it?
Well, I expect there to be a lot of fast-paced action on the Brashear side, if history is any indication. You're going to have to help me with some of these boys' names, though.
I think we're going to send out John Hicks, Joe Clarkson, Taryn Treasure, Nick Thomas, and Jay Scudder.
Yep.
And La Plata. Well, your guess is as good as mine. Looks like we have Jake Waddle, Tyler Clay, Cole Wheeler, Taylor Heron, and Jake Heisler. Am I saying that right? Heisler.
You got it right.
All right.
The two vowels make a long sound.
Hicks is going to jump off against Wheeler here. Blow the whistle and we're ready to go. Tigers.
Lost a little sound there, but we got it fixed.
All right. And there's a quick foul on La Plata. Taylor Heron reached in on Thomas there, and Scudder's pass inbound is deflected by Heisler. We'll set up and do it again. 5:30 left to play, first quarter here. Scudder's pass is deflected, but he steals it back. Clay stole it, and now Scudder tries to pass to Thomas, and it's picked up by Heisler all the way. Yes! Heisler is fast, isn't he?
And he knows how to hit that layup, doesn't he?
That is right. Tigers, and I've seen Atlanta last night, all had trouble with layups.
I know.
As fundamental as you get. Clarkson dribbles around, nice little dribble, and he couldn't get the shot to fall. Gets his own rebound, put back. Yes! Clarkson dominating underneath.
His physique doesn't necessarily look like he'd be a good dribbler, but he did a fine job of that.
Now the player brings it up, gets it into Waddle. Waddle pass out to...
He puts a shot from the rock. The right side is no good. They get their own rebound. The put back on the left side, no good, but they get it back again, and this time they're good for another two. So... 4:39 left in the first period, and La Plata is leading at 4-2. Brashear has it over on the left side. Cross court pass, nearly stolen. Clarkson gets it, but they're going to call a foul. I think they're going to call it on La Plata at number 32, which is
Clay.
Going to be Clay. That's his first personal. Two fouls on La Plata, none on Brashear. La Plata's ball will have it. They'll have it right in front of the scorer's table. Clarkson's going to inbound it for the Tigers.
Quick inbound to Treasure's pass to Hicks is knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say it went off of Hicks anyway. I didn't think he touched it.
The play to inbounds it, and the little guy,
Heron,
brings it up across the timeline, picks up the dribble, gets it into the free throw line, shot from the right side is up and good. That was a nice little turnaround shot.
Jake Waddle, he had the basket earlier.
He has a nice little jump shot there.
Thomas brings it up left wing now to Treasure. Treasure puts the ball down. Now gets it off to Scudder in the left corner. Now back up to Thomas. Now right wing for Clarkson. Clarkson back out to Thomas. It is knocked away by Heron, but Clarkson picks it back up and gets it to Thomas this time. Thomas deep outside on the right wing. Now Joe Clarkson dribbling now just barely inside the three-point line on the right corner. Gets it into Scudder, and it's knocked out of bounds. No, they're going to call a timeout. Brashear is with 3:21 left to play. First quarter action. It's 6-2 in favor of La Plata.
Boy, that Heron boy is a speedy little guy. He just about had two steals that time, and they're going to have to make their passes a little better to avoid that from happening.
He and that Heisler is fast, too.
I think part of the problem with Heron is he's not very tall, and so they don't necessarily see him, and he just kind of jumps out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's pretty short. I wouldn't say he's 5 foot. We're ready to go now. Scudder's going to inbound it for the Tigers. Ready to go. Gets it into Thomas. Off of Thomas. Out of bounds. We'll play the ball.
A little too much heat for Thomas to handle. And the pass was kind of low, too, about at his knees. Aaron brings it across the timeline. Dribbles over the right-hand side. Dumps it over the right. Cross-court pass. Clarkson with the
field.
Boots it.
Well, he had the speed to get to it. Didn't have the hands to catch it. It's tough to see in the left-hand corner. I think Heisler with a three there hit the side of the backboard. That's always a turnover because it's an automatic. It's on back turnover, I guess.
All right, Treasury to Thomas. Thomas is going to bring it up across the timeline. Sets up the offense, guarded by Heron. Dumps it over to Clarkson on the right wing. Clarkson takes a look, dribble it in, kicks it back out the top of the key to Treasury. Tried to get it in the paint to Scudder, but Heron with the steal, and he's going to come back the other way. Picks up the dribble, kicks it over the right side just outside the arc. His pass is an air, or his shot's an air ball, but the play that comes up with it kicks it back over to Heron, and he loses it right in front of the plate of bench. So with a turnover, it'll be Bashir's ball.
That was Heisler again for three. Heisler likes to shoot those threes, I think. He sets up every time. Now the Bulldogs are going to pressure the inbounds. They get it finally into Thomas. Thomas brings it up the court. Looking right side, now gets it to Clarkson for three. He thinks about it, now puts it on the floor inside the arc. Gets it off to Thomas. Thomas just inside the arc at the top of the key. Now Treasure up from the left elbow, off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Thomas. Thomas shoots it from there. Bank! Hello, just about a foot inside the free throw line, and he banks it home.
All right. 6-4, LaPlata with the advantage. Heron brings it across the timeline, dribbles along the right side of the lane. His little floater shot is no good. Nice looking shot, it's just a little too short.
It was an impressive little runner from Heron. One,
go ahead.
1:35 left to play, and it's Tiger ball. They're down 6-4. Thomas is going to bring it up now, right wing for Clarkson. Clarkson holds it with one hand, tries to pass it up to Scudder, and it is deflected out of bounds by Heisler. And it'll be Tiger ball with 1:24 left to play in the first quarter.
Clarkson's going to inbound it for the Tigers in front of the Tiger bench. Inbounds it to Treasure. Treasure tries to get it in the lane, and two people there at once, and they're going to call a jump ball. It's going to be LaPlata's ball, and they're going to come back the other way. Heisler's going to inbound it to waiting Heron. 1:19 left in the first period. They bring it across the timeline over to, is that Heisler?
Clay.
No, Clay. They both have kind of curly hair, and they can't keep them apart. Now they're going over to Heisler on the right-hand side. His little runner is up.
That was a nice-looking shot. He had a little floater there going sideways, and he hit it.
All right, Tigers with the ball. Kick it over to Clarkson on the right side. He looks to get it in the paint, but he's going to run the baseline. Picks up the dribble, though, and kicks it back out up top to Treasure over to the left-hand side. Back over to Clarkson, but is that Clay or Heisler?
That's Clay.
Clay there with the ball, but the Tigers is going to come up with the ball. Thomas brings it across the timeline, coming back the other way. Clarkson on the right wing. He looks at maybe taking a three, but kicks it back out to Thomas at the top of the key. 29 seconds left in the first period. 8-4, LaPlata. Passes over to Clarkson. He wasn't looking and went right into the hands of LaPlata. 2-on-1. Heron picked it up. Nice little layup shot. 10-4, LaPlata with the advantage now. 15 seconds left.
LaPlata can hit their layups. They've proven that. Thomas is going to bring it up for the last 10 seconds. Now under about the 7, and they're going to get Heron with the foul. The third foul there on the play date. It'll be Tiger ball with 7.8 seconds left to play in the first quarter.
His first foul on Heron. Guilty of a little reach there. Got a little excited.
Thomas straight into Clarkson. Clarkson well outside the arc. Now with 5 seconds, it's back to Nick Thomas. Thomas should have taken a shot. Now picked off. Picked off by Howe. And they're going to call him with the double dribble. Tigers have it with 0.1 seconds. And the NBA ruled a few years ago that if it was under 0.2, you couldn't get a shot off legitimately. So the Tigers don't stand much of a chance here. Bomb. Yeah, they inbound it to Treasure. Even if Treasure had the time to get it off, he didn't have the muscle. He only got it to about the free throw line on a bounce. So the Tigers in the first quarter down 10-4. We'll see what they can do in the second quarter.
That shot wouldn't even have counted in horseshoes.
Nope, it was not close.
All right, at the end of the, I guess we could call it the first half of play.
Yeah, you can call them halves.
La Plata leads it 10-4. Three team fouls on La Plata and none on Brashear. Maybe that means Brashear needs to get a little more aggressive, you think?
Could be.
Looks like we got a number 33 that's going to check in. Let's see who that's going to be. A gross close. I think he heard us call his name. Let's see. Gross close and...
Waddle's back out there. Heron stays in the game. Howe. And who's that other feller there?
14. That's going to be Riggins.
Tiger ball to lead off. They get the ball into drawing the blank here. Songston for the Tigers.
Bad pass, but that's Cody Hayden with the kind of the scrum. They lose the handle on it. Oh, he kicks it over to Treasure. Treasure tries to get it up ahead. Did you say that Songer or whatever?
Songer. Now to Hicks.
Out.
Hicks just inside the. Oh, excuse me. That was
Cody Hayden, isn't it?
No, Hayden Coyne.
Hayden Coyne.
All right, it's going to be Brashear ball as Waddle knocked it out of bounds. Songer to inbound. Puts a couple of fakes on, can't find anybody, now gets it to Coyne on the right wing. Coyne, top the key, gets the left wing for Treasure. Treasure for three. Oh, just off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by La Plata and Dylan Howe. Heron brings it up for the Bulldogs, top the key, he launches. Oh, he hits! Wow! Little guy with the big shot, 4-13, 5 minutes left to play in the second quarter, or second half, however you look at it here in the B quarters. Coyne brings it up for the Tigers as a strip by Heron. Heron is a quick little guy. He takes it the width of the court, makes a bad pass, and it's tipped out of bounds by the Tigers. It'll remain with the Bulldogs. 4:43 left here in the second quarter, 13-4. La Plata leads it, and they have the ball. Riggins to inbounds, gets it into Waddle. Waddle's fouled on the shot by Hicks, I believe, and he'll shoot two free throws. Timeout called by Coach Martin. With 4:24 left to play in the second, it's 13-4. Bulldogs will be shooting free throws when we come back. Well, we're ready to go now, I think, as Waddle's going to toe the line for us a couple free throws. The foul was on Hicks. It was his first, and it's the team's first. 4:24 left here in the second quarter. Tigers down 13-4, and make that 14-4 with Waddle's free throw. One more for Waddle. Second shot is good as well. 15-4. Tigers need to really battle back here. Making the ball into Coyne. Coyne is off to the races, and he's rolling. Picks the ball up. Now can't find anybody. Finally gets it to Songer. Songer takes it inside. Now back to Coyne. Coyne from 8 feet. Yes, it rims home for him. 15-6. Heron, left side, bringing it up. Going to go left wing to... Howe back to Heron. Heron looking around. Can't find anybody. Now back to Howe. Just inside the arc on the left wing. Shot off the back rim. No good. Rebounded by Songer. And it's stripped away by Grossclose. Grossclose into Waddle. Yes! Waddle with the shot. 17-6. 3:45 left to play. Second quarter. Songer going to bring it up the right side for the Tigers. Gets it to Coyne. Coyne over his head. But he's going to corral it. And then make a bad pass himself to Treasure. Out of bounds. It's a turnover for the Tigers. 3:30 left to go. A play to ball and an 11-point lead for him. Heron brings it up for the point. Tries to go around Treasure. Can't do it. Now passes off to Riggins. Riggins, good ball fake. Now the shot off the back glass. No good. Rebounded by Scudder. Scudder is fouled. They're going to get Howe with the foul. And it'll be Tiger ball. And La Plata's going to press. 3:02 left to play. La Plata pressing. Brashear having a tough time getting it in. Finally throws it in, and Coyne corrals it. Coyne up the left side all the way, and he can't stop his momentum. He turns the ball over, and to make things worse, he fouls Grosskloos. Oh, that's a bad deal for the Tigers. 2:30 left to play, 6-17. La Plata ball. Heron brings it up. Fakes right, goes right into the middle of the Waddle. Waddle's shot is no good, and the rebound is going to go to Coyne finally. Coyne looking up the court, and he throws it to Treasure, who is leading the pack. Treasure has the ball go off the tip of his fingers and out of bounds. It'll be La Plata ball. 2:12 left to play, second quarter. La Plata throws it down into Grosskloos, I believe. His shot is altered, and they're going to call a foul on Brashear. Foul is going to be on Coyne. No, they're going to give it to Hicks. One, two, couple dribbles here for Grosskloos. Shot up and in and out. 17-6, Tigers trail. Grosskloos second shot. But first we're going to get a sub here. Heron will go sit down, and they bring in Clay. Second shot is good. After it hits the rim, hits the backboard, hits the rim again, and it goes through. 1:57 now. Tigers get it into Sonner. No, it's tipped out of bounds there by Howe. Nice defensive play as a play that's bringing the press. At 18-6, I don't know that I'd bring the press, but they are. And as the ball is trying to be thrown into Scudder, Scudder is fouled by Grosskloos. Tiger ball now. 1:55 left to play in the second quarter of the B game. I guess you could call it the second half. Coyne's going to bring it up for the Tigers right side. Now gets to Songer. Songer puts it on the floor. Tries to go around the Scudder screen and loses it out of bounds. But before that, they're going to get a foul on Grosskloos. His number is being called up tonight. He's looking pretty aggressive on the defensive side. Ball going to be taken out of bounds by Coyne. Coyne gets it straight into Songer. Songer in the right corner. Now back out to Coyne for three. Off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Hicks. Hicks put back. Yes. Nice shot there by Hicks. 1:35 left to play. 18-8. Tigers have to close the gap in a hurry. Ball being ran now by Clay. Clay gets it into Waddle. Waddle shot no good. Rebounded by Grosskloos. Shot up no good. Rebounded by Coyne. Coyne being guarded by Howe. Coyne's going to take it up the right side. Screen there by Scudder. Now back out to Songer. Songer thinks about the three. Now decides better. Goes right. Off to Coyne. Coyne. Now to Treasure. Now back to Coyne. Nothing too fast here. Tigers 1:05 left to play. Now to Songer. Songer puts on the floor down the right baseline. Now back out to Coyne. Coyne just inside the arc. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by I believe that's Riggins. Riggins is off to the races. He's going to take it the length of the court. Block! Block by Coyne. Nice job. And they're going to call Coyne with the carry after that. Oh, that was a heck of a block. He comes down and jumps up. And Riggins isn't exactly what you would call a giant, but he's not real short. And Coyne just flat out jumped up past where the ball was going to be shot. And got his whole hand in front of it and blocked it and picked it back up. Now they put it inbounds and Waddle shot's no good. Rebounded by Hicks. Hicks throws it right back to Wheeler. And Wheeler throws up a shot no good. Now Coyne has it. Coyne's going up the sideline. Oh, Treasure shot no good. Oh, fast break chance for the Tigers no good. Songer gets the rebound and fires another one no good. Rebounded by Treasure this time. 25 seconds left to play. Songer shoots a three. Yes! Oh, excuse me, that was Coyne. Coyne has a three, and it splashes home. 11-18. Tigers have 20 seconds to close the seven-point gap. Clay has the right wing now to Riggins. Riggins, they're going to call a charge on him. Tigers have 9 seconds to get 7 points. Can we do it, John?
It may be a stretch, but I'm always the optimist.
We need some very optimistic views now. Coyne has it, and he's not in any hurry. Down to 6 seconds. 5 seconds, it's out of bounds off of Grosskloos. Tigers have 4.5 seconds to score 7 points. I would say this is going to be very difficult to do. Coin to inbound, gets it into Songer. Songer holds for about 8 seconds. Now puts it on the floor. 1 second. No time left. He dribbles into the lane, and that is the end of the game, and he slams the ball down. That is a technical. Well, since the game's over, I guess you don't get a technical.
In the other circumstances, of course, and I think the coach was talking to him about that, too.
Yeah, well, the official is going to have a word with him now. Tigers lose this one 18-11, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes, and we'll be ready to start the girls' A game.
What do you look for in that game there, Tyler?
I hate to say this, but a lot of turnovers if what I saw last night holds true again.
And maybe quite a few fouls.
And many, many fouls. We'll see if we can right the ship, though. We won with all those fouls, but it wasn't pretty. We'll see if we can get the W without so many fouls. We'll be back in 10 minutes, ready for the girls' game.
Just for a quick little update, we got 5 minutes, 30 seconds left on the clock between the B-boys game and the A-girls game, which should be getting underway here in just a few. So stick with us. You're with John Slavin and Tyler Killen at the Brashear Arena for tonight's matchup between Brashear and La Plata.
Well, John, you about ready to go here. In the softball season, I had Sam Smith help me, and I always did a little program before the game called Sam Says. I guess we can do John's jingle or something. You can guess what will happen. What do you think will happen here tonight? What are the keys to the game?
I would say an absence of fouls on Brashear's part will be a key for them to come out with a victory. I have not seen the Plata team play. I know they played Novinger. But I don't know how in the Green City tournament. But I don't know how close that game was. Do you happen to know?
Not off the top of my head.
Plata always has a whole boatload of girls, and tonight's no exception. So I would imagine that they probably got a pretty solid squad out of all these kids.
One thing's for sure, they can always have enough fresh legs. Well, the teams are getting ready.
A little bit of confusion here. I'm not quite sure what the problem is.
Well, they're waiting for the announcing of the starters, but it's not going to happen this evening.
We don't have a PA system? Is that
the mic was never set up today, so we're just not going to announce them, I guess.
We'll just say, hey, you.
Hey, get out there. Let's go.
Well, I can tell you for Brashear, we've got Shelby Rogers. We've got Stephanie Elsie, Sydney Slavin, Emily Ladwick, and the Collip girl.
Ashley Collip.
That's going to be starting for the Tigers. Looks like on the La Plata side, we've got, I see number 23, which is Rachel Shahan, 34, which is Amanda Summers. Looks like our list is correct. Emily Snodgrass, Emily Shelby Waddle, and is that going to be Gina?
That's going to be
Gina Bain.
Gina Bain. And it's going to be Summers and Lodwig on the jump off here. Both are about equal height, so it ought to be a good jump off. We're set. We're ready. Ball's in the air, and Lodwig comes with a quick pass to Shelby Rogers to Slavin to Collip, and Collip's going to pull it back out. Now top to keeper Elsie. Elsie right wing for Lodwig. Lodwig on the floor, now into Slavin, back to Lodwig. A shot just inside the arc. Splash! Hey, Tigers up 2-0.
Boom goes the dynamite. Tigers are on the board first. And here comes Bain. Boy, she's not near as big as her older sister. Maybe she's got a growth spurt coming, though. But she throws it out of bounds, so it'll be Tigers' ball. Tigers gets it into, Collip gets it into Elsie, over to Ladwig. Ladwig got a little full court defense going on here, but Ladwig's going to get across the timeline over the right side, back to call up on the right wing, gets it into Rogers, and she dribbles it off her knee, which is never a good idea, so it goes out of bounds. It's going to be La Plata's ball.
Shahan inbounds to Bain. Bain's going to bring it up the court for the Bulldogs. Right wing over the top of call up into Lawada for the shot. No good. It's going to be rebounded by... Well, it finally goes
to end up with it.
Come into the hands of Waddle. Now Bain gets it over to Snodgrass. Her shot is off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Waddle. Waddle puts it up, and she's going to be fouled by Shelby Rogers.
Nope, they're going to call it on Sydney. Sydney Slavin. I thought maybe that was her hand that got in on it the last minute. That's the first foul on her. And it's going to be Waddle going to the line. First shot's up, and it rattles in. 2-1, La Plata with Brashear with the advantage. 5 minutes left in the first period. We're just underway if you're just joining us. Waddle's second shot is up, and it bounces back to her. And Waddle comes up with a rebound, but she's going to lose the handle on it. And it's going to go rattling around over there around the corner from us, and Shelby Waddle ends up with it. She kicks it out to Lodwick in the paint. Her shot is in and out. Plata comes up with it, and we're going back the other way.
Bain has it for the Bulldogs. It's right wing to Shelby Waddle. Waddle's shot is in. Oh, it's kind of a little fader for Waddle, and she got it to fall. Now Tiger ball. Elsie passes it right into the hands of Snodgrass. Her shot's no good. And Waddle comes with the rebound. She swarmed the right of Brashear defenders. And they finally get it down into... I can't tell who that is down there.
Looks like
Shahan, and it goes out of bounds off the Tigers. Snodgrass inbound now for the Plata. She's going to finally kick it out to... Picked off by Sydney Slavin. Slavin's off to the races. She pulls up, gets it off to Elsie. Elsie right wing, back out to Lodwig. Lodwig deep outside in the right wing, now to Elsie. Elsie left block, now to Cullup. Cullup now to... Lodwig to Slavin, and it goes out of bounds off of Slavin's hand.
A little too high for her. Aiming for her hands, which is always a good thing to get it away from the defender, but she couldn't hang on to it. Bain brings it back across the tee, and she's up at the timeline, kicks it off over to Snodgrass. Snodgrass brings it around the horn, kicks it over to, I think that was Waddle, but it went off somebody, went out of bounds. It's going to be Tiger's ball. Call-up gets it in to Lodwig. Ladwig brings it back the other way. Full court defense. We'll see if Tigers can break it. They get it up ahead to call up. It's a little too high. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be La Plata's ball. Good idea. Just a little bit too high. But no, they were going to say it's off La Plata. It's going to be Tigers' ball. Call up.
Oh, you don't complain about that.
Call up. And it's going to be Elsie. Elsie from the right blocks. Her shot is up and in. Rattles around and good. 4-3 Tigers with the advantage.
Barely enough touch to get that thing to go home. Now it's Bain for the play. That gets it left wing to Snodgrass. She dribbles just inside the arc, thinks about it, now pulls back to Bain. Now right wing for Waddle. Waddle back to Bain. Now to Snodgrass, left wing. Fires a three. Whoa, she hit it. Wow, I didn't think she was going to have enough mustard on that to get it up there. Now there's a scrum for the ball, and it's going to be travel on Ashley Collins.
No, they're going to call it on Snodgrass.
Nope,
they reversed their mind.
Yep.
You know, when they're confused, we certainly can't keep
them. Yeah, we can't tell what they're saying. Snodgrass to inbound for a play. There gets it into Bain. Bain puts it on the floor, goes right. Now back to Snodgrass left. Now into the baseline for Summers. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Cobb. Cobb's going to come out to the races on the left side. Now she's going to pull up. Pulls up at the top of the key. Gets it into Rogers, who was not looking the right direction.
Rule one. They got to be looking at you when you throw it at them. Unless you're really good. Bain's going to bring it back the other way for La Plata. 2:57 left in the first period. La Plata leads it 6-4. Bain takes it around the horn to the right-hand side, right into Waddle, and they're going to call, not Waddle, Rogers. They're going to call Shelby Rogers for the infraction. And Bain's going to go to the line to shoot a couple. Rogers hasn't learned that you can't move when she's coming at her like that.
They got caught up with that one.
Boy, I thought it was Shelby Rogers.
I think she was standing there, but I don't know if Collip reached in before or something. Maybe he just got the numbers wrong. I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be the first foul I didn't see.
Second shot by Snodgrass. Banks it home.
7-4. We'll play it with the advantage. Ladwig will bring it back the other way. Gets it up ahead to Elsie. Elsie into Slavin. Slavin looks. Kicks it over to Waddle. The left box. Her shot up off the glass.
Whoa. Double teamed and she still got it over him.
Nice looking shot. Here comes Bain the other way. 7-6. We'll play it with the advantage. Over to the left-hand side to Snodgrass. This time it doesn't go. Ladwig with the rebound. She falls down. Gets it back to Collip. Collip's going to come back the other way. Up ahead to Slavin. Slavin over to Rogers. Rogers left blocks. Kicks it back out to Ladwig. No, that was Collip. Her shot's no good. And the play that with the ball, Shondrak is going to bring it back the other way. She had a chance to get up there in a hurry, but outlaws the handle on it. Kicks it back out the left wing in the paint. Summers. Summers walks with it. So, the turnover will be Tigers' ball. Looks like the La Plata team is used to running this fast-paced.
It's a run-and-gun style offense by both teams.
Collip back to Ladwig. Ladwig picks up the dribble, gets it ahead to Elsie. Elsie brings it up across the line, gets it up ahead to Rogers. Rogers left block, shot it up.
Oh,
and
that is
good. Gets the foul. She's going to go to the line, but the opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point play.
It looked like she'd been tripped, was falling down, just threw the ball up, and it happened to go through the hoop. What a play there by Rogers.
Tigers now with the advantage, 8-7 with a chance to make it 9.
Just under 2 minutes to play, 1:58, and Rogers awaiting the free throw. 1-2, couple dribbles, fires, no good, rebounded by Summers. Summers out to Waddle, now to Snodgrass, now to Bain. Bain gets the right wing for Waddle. Waddle fires just inside the arc off the back rim. No good. Rebounded by Rogers. Nice clearing rebound there by Shelby Rogers. Out to Ladwig on the right side. Gets it down to Elsie. Elsie from 6 feet. Off the rim. No good. And it's going to be a charge on somebody. They're going to tag. Who'd they get on that one, John?
I don't know. It's only
oh, I think they're going to get on a call-up again. That's her second of the night. Now it's we'll play the ball as Bain brings it up the court, guarded closely by Elsie. Bain tries to get around her can. Now goes to Waddle. Waddle thinks about a shot, and that kicks it out to Summers. Summers puts on the floor right baseline, almost loses it. And they're going to get 3 seconds in the lane. They called that a lot last night.
Yep. That was probably on Shelby Rogers, I think. Collip gets it into Ladwig. Ladwig brings it the other way. Double team. Gets it up ahead. The Collip nearly tripped. She gets it across the timeline.
Oh,
and then they lose the handle on it. The play that comes up. It's Slavin with the ball. See if she can make a layup.
Yes
she can.
I don't know what the Cheyenne was doing passing that. She passed that right into Summers' head, who was looking the other direction. Snodgrass now just inside the arc, and she splashes it home. Under a minute to go. Tigers lead it 10-9. And La Plata almost comes up. It's a great steal by Bain. However, her foot's on the line, and it goes out of bounds off of La Plata. It'll be Tiger ball with 54 seconds left to play. Call up into Elsie. Elsie puts on a four. Bain comes up behind her but can't make the steal. Now to Ludwig. Ludwig at the top of the key. 47 seconds remain. That goes right now. Flips it left for Elsie. Elsie shot off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Slavin. Slavin, no good. Rebounded by... he's going to come with a Cheyenne, not a Bain. Bain with 33 seconds. Comes across the timeline. Right wing, now to Waddle. Waddle, pump fakes.
Oh, now a nice looking bounce pass in the lane, except she loses the handle on it, gives it to Slavin. Watch out! Watch out!
She
lost with it.
18 seconds left. Tigers lead a tight one in the first quarter, 10-9.
Even if she is my daughter, she's not the one to be bringing the ball up.
No, well, Elsie had it, and then Collip, she flipped it out to Collip, and Collip passed it to Sydney Slavin there.
Bain over to the Waddle on the right-hand side that gets it in. A nice-looking bounce
pass. Oh, that was
the
a
lane,
good pass.
And it's going to be Collip that comes up with it, nearly loses the handle on it.
Just 5 seconds.
4-2-1, and that's it. 10-9. Bashir with the advantage. Good, hard play. Quick action, fast-paced first quarter, wouldn't you say?
I would say everything's fast-paced. Defense, offense. The free throws even look rushed during that the quarter.
Looks like Macy's going to check in now for Macy Rogers.
Shelby Rogers.
For Shelby.
That's the sixth act there.
Well, and I doubt seriously things will slow down with Macy in the game.
No. And now Megan Taylor's going to come in for Sydney Slavin.
That's good. Giving all the girls a little opportunity to play in the game.
Fresh legs, fresh legs. Here we go. We're ready for the second quarter of the junior high game. John, what do you see for the second quarter? A lot more fast-paced play?
In the absence of a half-court game.
Hey, it looks like the Tigers get the ball first. 10-9, they lead it with a chance to increase here. Tollop's going to inbound to Elzy.
Looks like pretty much the same personnel on the floor for La Plata.
Yeah, I don't think they subbed a person.
Elzy to Ladwick, and they're going to call an official timeout. There was some debris on the court, but they got that. And it'll be Tigers ball on the far side. Ladwick will inbound it for the Tigers. Gives it off to Elzy up the top of the key. Elzy into Macy, and her shot rattles around, goes right in. She didn't waste any time.
I was just about to say that. She gets her in there and puts her up as soon as she catches it and finds the hole. Now into Summers. Summers high up the glass, no good. Rebounded by Rogers, and they're going to get a jump ball as she and Snodgrass were tied up with it.
One thing that I see that's different, we'll see if Summers is able to do anything. Slavin was pretty much blanketing Summers in that first period, and there wasn't anybody on her. She was wide open that time. All right, Bain has it out top. She resets the offense. Gets it over the right-hand side to Rogers. She gets double-teamed, gets it in the lane to Snodgrass, and her shot is partially blocked, and they're going to call a foul.
I'm going to guess Taylor. Taylor and somebody else converged. Oh, and it must have been Rogers. I got the wrong person there. And we have a timeout by Brashear. Was that guy who called it? Did we call that one there, John?
Yes, I believe so. Yep, we did. So with 5:24 left in the half, Tigers lead it 12-9. Looks like Coach Martin is trying to find his starting lineup here. He's kind of trying two different options here.
He goes a mix and match and see who's the right personnel to be on the floor.
All right, it'll be Snodgrass to the line. She'll get two opportunities to put some more points on the board for La Plata. Her first shot is up and away. Off the glass is good.
They use that bank a lot. They believe in the banking system.
And the next FDIC deposit is good as well.
Ludwig having trouble, and she travels. La Plata bringing a full court press, and it seems to be working. It frustrates the Tigers as they can't get the ball to the right people to get it to half court and beyond.
And I don't think they've seen that much this year.
No, junior high, usually they don't press a whole lot, but La Plata's running it. Snodgrass has the left wing now to Bain, top the key. They're unguarded, Bain is. Now she's going to come in a little closer, and Elzy picks her up. Tigers running a 2-3 defense. The shot by Snodgrass is no good. Macy Rogers comes away with it. She's off to the races, and she's going to be picked up by Bain, and she throws a wild pass. It's picked off by Shanahan.
And she walked with it.
And she travels.
Rogers does a nice job of dribbling with both hands. I don't know if you know that, but she was coming down, going from right
to
left.
Yeah. Now to LZ, she has it at the top of the key. Nice low pace to Collop. Collop takes it right baseline, now back out to LZ. Elzy now right wing, gets it into Taylor. Taylor in the right corner now, cross-court pass to Collop, who uses the backboard and puts another one in. Macy Rogers, quick steal, and she travels. She got it, but she didn't really know what she wanted to do with it after she stole it.
Yep. Megan Taylor is probably about the only one that can make that cross-court pass like that. She has the strength to make it work. Got it right to the right person. Collop comes up with steal, and Ladwick's going to bring it back the other way for the Tigers. 14-11. Tigers with the advantage. Ladwick to Rogers. Back over the right-hand side. The ball is tipped by Snodgrass. Play that comes up with it, and they're bringing the ball back the other way.
4:10 left to play here in the second quarter. Right wing for Waddle. Waddle back out to Bain at the top of the key. She puts on the floor now. goes left to Snodgrass, now into the corner for Shahan, and it's knocked away. Summers comes up with this. She tosses it out to Bain. Bain fires. Air ball. Rebounded by Kopp. Kopp goes around to falling Shahan, and she's off to the races. She's all the way to the right corner. She picks it up now to Taylor. Taylor outside the arc now. Cross court pass to Rogers. Puts on the floor. Up and blasts it in.
She wow,
what
a play. That time, didn't she?
She finally figured out what she wanted to do, and Rogers is single-handedly running a full-court press here. Now they beat it and get it off to Snodgrass on the right wing into Waddle. Waddle back to Snodgrass, top the key. Snodgrass dribbles in, right elbow, shot no good, rebounded by Lodwig. Lodwig comes away with it, Elsie's off, and Lodwig didn't find her. It's too late now. She fires, she makes it. Ooh.
She had a chance to thread the needle there, but didn't take it. But she made it good anyway. So we're going back the other way. 3 minutes left in the half. Bain has it up top. Resets the offense. Figures out what she's going to do with it. Surprised they haven't taken advantage of Summers there right up front. Kicks it over to Waddle. Left-hand side this time. She's been playing the right, but she comes across the left. No, that's not Snodgrass. Who is that?
Put in a good shot.
Yeah, she drove the baseline, put it right up in there. Elsie's going to come back the other way for the Tigers. Brings it up top of the key free throw line over to Taylor, back out to Ladwig on the right hand side, right wing. She takes it down the baseline, brings it back out. Bat loses the handle on it, gives it off to Taylor, the right wing, cross court to Collop. Collop from the left elbow shot, no good. We played it with the rebound, but
whoa, nice steal there by Taylor.
She passed it off over to Ladwig, and Ladwig is fouled, I think, by Summers.
I'd say that's right. If it's not Summers, it is. McKim's going to check in here for the Tigers. She will replace Stephanie Elsie.
And Bingham coming in for La Plata.
Macy Rogers will take it out for the Tigers. Gets it to Cobb. Cobb drains the 15-footer.
20-13, Tigers with the advantage. Bingham brings it back the other way. Nearly walks with it, and I think she
does. 2:13 left to play. 20-13 is your score. Tigers lead it, and they have the ball. Call up into Lodwig. Lodwig right wing. Now to Taylor. Taylor back to Lodwig. Lodwig cross court, and it's knocked away by Snodgrass. The play is starting to smell out that cross court pass.
Now tell me, who are our post players here?
I believe they're gonna Everybody's whatever they want to be, it kind of looks like. Collup fires just inside the arc. No good. Rebounded by Summers. Ball's knocked away by McKim. McKim now. Macy Rogers gets on the floor. Aggressive defense there by McKim and Rogers.
Rogers never passes up an opportunity to get involved in a scrum.
You kind of got to like that.
Inbounds in front of the scorer's table. Ladwig top the key over to Collup. Right-hand side back to Ladwig up top. Dribbles around the right-hand side to Collop over the right corner. Ladby's going to shoot from just inside the arc. Her shot is a little bit wide left, and they're going to call a charge on
McKim.
I don't know that I've ever seen so many charges on away from the ball.
But she didn't. A charge, I always thought the definition of a charge is a player that's dribbling or has the ball and puts their shoulder down and runs into somebody. She was going for a rebound, and they called that a charge.
That's the second time they've done that.
Yeah.
Too. All right, here comes Rogers with the ball in front of the scorer's table. Dribbles with the left hand, takes her all the way into the baseline. And they're going to call Snodgrass with the foul. You're not going to stop Rogers that way.
20-15, your score. 1:20 left to play in the first half. And Rogers to inbound for the Tigers. She tosses in the Kopp. Kopp from 15, off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Shahan, I believe. Shahan's going to take it the length of the court and not be stopped, but she misses a shot, and now there's a mini scrum. Hey! And it's going to be the Tigers' ball. I don't know how they deduced that unless a possession was in favor of the Tigers. It didn't look like he called a jump ball to me. Maybe one of the plate of players was on the line when they were touching it. Now, Shahan steals the pass, and she's fouled by Bashir with 1:08 left to play in the second quarter.
Yeah, that was a frustration foul by Ashley Kopp. She was mad because I think she inbounded and let LaPlata come up with the steal.
That's her third foul. Team 6, next foul, then the Bulldogs will be shooting a 1-1.
Snodgrass is going to inbound it for LaPlata. Gets it over to Shahan. Her shot comes up a little short, and Ladwig with the rebound. Ladwig thought about threading the needle that time. Hands it off to Taylor. Taylor back to Ladwick. We'll play the all falls back. Ladwick over on the right side to Macy Rogers. Dribbles in. Her shot is up and no good. Tigers kind of... And imagine this. Macy Rogers comes out and gets the ball. Hands it off to Taylor. Taylor cross court over to Collop. Collop is definitely going to shoot. Her shot's no good. Bain comes up with the rebound. We're going the other way. 34 seconds left. Bain's shot is up.
Oh,
wild, but it goes off. But
that
hurt.
2017, under 30 seconds now. Macy Rogers passes to Ludwig. Puts on a floor. Four defenders all around her. Now they clear out. And Ludwig's pass is slightly altered by Bain, I think, but they didn't see that. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be a play the ball. For the last 19 seconds, Rogers running the single man full court press again.
Slavin came in. I guess who'd she come in for?
Collip.
Collip?
No? Yeah, Collip.
Slavin's pass is no good. It goes out of bounds off Bain, or Snodgrass trying to get a hold of it, so it'll be a Tigers ball. 9.2 seconds left in the half. Tigers lead at 20-17. Rogers is going to inbound it in front of the Tiger bench. Gets it to Ladwick. Ladwick is double-teamed. Gets it ahead to Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline. 5 seconds left, and she, nice little screen set by Slavin.
That's the first screen I've seen set all night. That is how you end the half right there. All the way around the defense and up and in. Great play there by Rogers, and the Tigers are going to go into halftime with a 22-17 lead.
Well, I will have to say, though, that was set up by Slavin's screen.
Yeah, I think maybe you were right. She did pick off one of the defenders. Well, we'll join you in about 9 minutes and 40 seconds for the third quarter and the second half of the girls' game. All right, we're back, ready for some second half action. And I have some first half stats for you for La Plata. Gina, what is it, Gina Bain?
Yes.
Gina Bain, something like that. She had 3 points. Shelby Waddle had 3 points. Emily Snodgrass was the high scorer in the first half for La Plata. She had 7. Rachel Shahan had 2, and Amanda Summers had 2. And for the Tigers, Stephanie Ilsey had 2, Ashley Collip had 4, Emily Ludwig had 4, and Shelby Rogers had 4. Sydney Slavin had 2, and the high score for the Tigers in the first half was Macy Rogers with 6.
All in the second period, because she
didn't
play the first.
So we'll see what happens in the third period. What do you see happening, John?
I see a lot of running up and down the court. A lot of shots.
A lot of running always makes me tired, whether I'm doing it or watching it.
Yeah, that's right. You're certainly true about that. Watching this game makes me tired. Looks like starting for the Tigers, it's going to be Ladwig, Collip, the Rogers sisters, and Megan Taylor. Trying a little different configuration this time. We'll see if in the fourth quarter he swaps the two.
Same 5 for the play that it appears, with an exception. Shelby Waddle is in there. Instead, Brittany Bingham is.
And her Bingham's shot right off the bat is no good, and Emily Ladwig comes up with it. She's going to bring it back the other way all by herself. Macy Rogers had her hand up. She wanted the ball. I can't imagine that. And Collip's shot from the right-hand side, about a 20-footer, is good. So, Tigers with the early advantage. Bain has it, just about loses the handle on it, guarded closely by Rogers, hands it off to Bingham, gets across the timeline to Snodgrass on the left side, to Bingham up top, over to Bain on the right-hand side. Looks to get it into Summers in the paint, and she walks with it.
Does Rogers ever get tired of playing defense, of running, period?
She has 1 speed, and that's 110% all the time. Rogers gets it in to Collip, back to Taylor, who shot from the right-hand side, is a little bit off its mark. Summers had a chance, loses the handle on it, but Bain's going to take it coast-to-coast, and she tries to do her layup off the bottom of the backboard, but they're going to call a foul, so she'll get to go to the line anyway. Foul is going to be on 23, which is going to be Macy Rogers. Imagine that.
It looked like when Bain finally decided to shoot that, she was already past the basket and tried to flip it up when she was already behind it. Oh, she nails the first one. Nothing but net. Here comes Slavin. And Taylor will go sit down.
I rather suspect the coach brought her in to guard Summers. Summers with the rebound. And Rogers comes up with it, hands it off to Slavin. Slavin's going to bring it up the other way. Bounces it to Rogers. Rogers tries to thread the needle and does. Gets the call up over the right hand blocks. And here's shot, 20-foot shot. It's going to be no good, but Rogers comes up with it.
Oh.
Tries to get it to her sister, but about 4 feet above her.
Her big sister always looked tall, but not that tall.
Tigers lead at 24-18, 4:56 left in the third. Bingham brings it across the timeline. Nearly walks with it, gets it back to Bain up top.
I think she did shuffle the feet.
Over to Bingham. Bingham's going to shoot from the left side. No good. And Rogers comes up with it, hands it off to Ladwig. Ladwig is going to bring it back the other way. Ladwig, the call up over the right side. Back to Ladwig out just inside the three. In and out. Slave with the rebound, and the putback's no good. Summers comes up with the rebound, and she gets it over to
out of bounds.
23 to Bingham, and it goes out of bounds, so it'll be Tigers' ball.
Rogers to inbound for the Tigers. She slaps it and passes it out to Ludwig. Ludwig right wing, now to Rogers. Rogers, toe on the line, shot over the back of the rim, and out of bounds. If Rogers had been behind the line, that could have been a three that she could have hit. Elsie now in for Macy Rogers. They are going to run a little press now. Elsie and Ludwig are going to run the top two guards, and the middle guard comes down and tosses it back to Snodgrass now. Snodgrass, right wing, now back out to Bain. Bain across to Bingham. Bingham down into the corner for Shahan. Her shot no good, rebounded by. She gets it herself.
Stepped on the line, out of bounds. It's going to be the Tigers' ball. Elsie's going to inbound it for the Tigers. They're going to have a full court press here. She gets it up ahead to Slavin. Slavin to Ladwig. Nice little effort breaking the press there. Ladwig brings it across the top of the key, running the show as the tallest player on the team. Over to call up back to Ladwig on the right hand. Right in, and they tried to get it in to Shelby Rogers, but lose the handle on it. And it's going to be Bingham going to bring the ball back the other way for LaPlaya. That nearly walks with it, hands it back out to Stodgrass. Back to Bingham, top of the key, over to Bain, left side. Her shot just inside the arc is no good. Shelby Rogers comes up with the rebound, hands it off over Ladwig over on the right-hand side, gets it up ahead, right into the hands of Summers. Summers to Bingham, to Bain. Oh, man. In and out.
Shahan was wide open, and she missed it. Whoa.
Oh, she just about walked with it.
She did. Collip did. Elsie now to Collip for 15 feet. No good. Rebounded by Rogers. Oh, she misses it. She got it again and put it back in. That's just padding the stats, John.
Yeah, and they've got Shelby and Rogers and Sidney Slavin are both trying to box out on the same side. That's just, they ought to spread those out a little bit, get them on either side.
Now left wing for Bingham, into the corner for Shahan. Shahan working the baseline, now kicks it back out to Snodgrass, over to the right wing for Bingham again, now to Summers. Summers working the right baseline. She travels. Oh, they call a jump ball. She traveled.
Yeah, there was
nobody had their hands on
that's
it.
That's right. It's going to be Collip inbounding it for the Tigers. They get it in to Elsie. Elsie puts it on the floor over to Collip. It's nearly stolen by Bain, but Collip's going to bring it across the timeline. Nice screen.
Yeah, that was a healthy screen.
Yeah. Shelby Rogers up and in. The second screen set for the night. All right, Bain's going to bring him back the other way. Shot is up and no good. And the play that comes up with a Snodgrass kicks it back out to Bain over to, can't keep those drills straight. You got 20 and 23, which is which?
Bingham.
20 and Shahan's 23. That's what I'm all mixed up about.
Macy Rogers checks in for Ashley Collip, and it's going to be a play to ball, Snodgrass will inbound. All four players standing on the free throw line. Now they break. all going different directions, and they throw it in. Stephanie Elsie, nice defense there on the baseline, knocks it right back out of bounds.
Shortest player on the team, but she got up and got her hands on it. Snodgrass will try it again.
28-18 is your score, 2:16 left in the third quarter. Quick inbound by Snodgrass out to Bain. Bain throws it over the head of Snodgrass. It was supposed to be a kick out, and Snodgrass was going to come around the outside for the three, and it was thrown out of bounds by Bain. Now a quick inbound to Slavin. It's knocked away by Bingham. Bingham gets it off to
Bain. Bain back to Bingham. No, Snodgrass. Snodgrass drives the baseline, tries to put it up, and she's going to be... No, she traveled it.
I thought maybe she was fouled or
I
stepped on the baseline.
I did, too. 28-18, Tigers with the dime advantage. 2 minutes, 4 seconds left in the third. Rogers into Elsie. Elsie
oh.
Over to Radwick. Bad pass, going to go out of bounds. Going to be the La Plata Bulldogs ball. 1:58 left in the third. 28-18, Tigers with the advantage.
Shahan to inbound for La Plata. She throws it across, stolen by Shelby Rogers. Rogers on the floor, running. Tries to get to her sister. It's picked off there by Bain. Bad decision by Rogers. Bain's going to take it all the way, and she's fouled by Elsie. And she'll go to the line for a couple free throws with 1:49 left to play in the third quarter.
The plate is just a little bit too fast to try that move on. Bain is going to go to the line for La Plata. 28-18, 1:49 left in the third. Referees give their instructions, and Bain with the ball now puts it on the floor, picks up the dribble, and her shot is up and away, and no good. Bounces right back to her. Second shot on its way. Real high arcing shot goes in. 28-19. Ball up ahead to Shelby Rogers. Rogers brings it along the right-hand side, and she's going to be fouled.
On the floor, I think they're going to say.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's going to be the first foul of the second half for La Plata. Rogers into Ladwig. Got a little excited here. I think the ref gave the ball before the other ref had even announced the foul. All right, here we go again. Rogers tries to get it in, and... Is that Shahan or Bingham?
Shahan.
Shahan got her hand on it. Rogers tried to save it. Went out of bounds. I think it's going to be the Plata's ball.
No, I believe it will be Brashear ball.
I could be wrong. It's been known to happen.
1:42 left here in the third quarter. Tigers lead it 28-19.
Hey, I was right.
Oh, I was wrong. That's happened before, too. They inbound it to Bingham. Bingham now to Bain. Bain brings it across the timeline. Fakes right, now goes right to Snodgrass. Guarded closely by Rogers. Now back out to Bain. Bain left wing now to Bingham. Now to Snodgrass. Snodgrass dribbles to the top of the key. Sets up some kind of play. Calls it out. Now right wing to Bain. Bain into the paint for Shahan. She misses a shot, rebounded by Macy Rogers. Now got her closely by Shahan, and Macy Rogers kicks it into the next gear. All the way down the court, wide open. Misses it. Rebounded by Snodgrass. Snodgrass is going to dribble it down herself. Now tosses it off to Bain. Bain goes right by the defender, Elsie. Now kicks it out to Shahan. Shahan shot up, no good. Rebounded by Rogers, and she's pushed by Snodgrass. That'll be a foul.
Pushed is putting it lightly. She was hammered.
Would it be Tiger ball out from underneath their own basket? Shelby Rogers to inbound. Slaps it. Throws it into Macy Rogers. Acrobatic shot. Oh, she got that thing to fall.
except that was the wrong goal.
What happened?
That's the wrong goal. We're down here.
That's a bad deal. Does that? That's. I guess that goes for their points, doesn't it?
I always thought it did.
Did they give it to him? They did, I think. That's a bad deal. I guess I wasn't even hardly paying attention where it's supposed to go in.
Jump ball. Let's see. Which way is it going this time?
Guess who was on the floor?
No surprise.
Macy Rogers hit the deck.
All right. It's going to be Bingham inbounding it. Or is that Shahan? What's 23?
It was Shahan.
All right. Shahan guarded by Rogers.
Only 10 seconds left.
It's to Snodgrass. Snodgrass nearly loses the handle on it, and they're going to call it for double dribble.
The Tigers need to pay attention to the time. They had trouble with that at the end of the second quarter. They need to know what the time is.
All right, it's going to be Elsie inbounding it, guarded by Snodgrass. Elsie to Ladwig. 7, 6, 5. Ladwig brings it across the timeline. 4. Elsie knows how to shoot. Her shot is
good. Just a 2, but she got it to go. Her foot was on the line. 30-21 at the end of the third quarter.
I bet they'll give Macy a hard time tomorrow at school for shooting that in the wrong goal.
I know you're right on that one. It wasn't like it was an easy shot for Rogers either. It was an acrobatic, crazy, falling down shot.
It was pretty, just at the wrong end of the field.
Well, we're ready to start the fourth quarter here now at Tiger Arena or Brashear Arena, whichever you feel most comfortable with.
All right. They inbound it to Macy Rogers. Gets it up ahead to her sister. Nice little shot. Didn't use the bank, but it went in anyway. So, quick 2 points there at the beginning of the fourth period. And here comes the play, though. Over to Snodgrass, right side. No good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound. Hands it off to her sister Macy, and we're going back the other way. By the way, I found out from the official score, Tigers lose a handle on it, but Rogers comes up with a nice little move along the baseline.
She got fouled.
She got fouled.
I think she's trying to pad those stats again.
Yep. But our official scorekeeper told me that whenever that happens like that, they score the wrong way. They give the points to the nearest opposing player. So whoever from was closest gets the points.
That's a gift there, isn't it?
All right, Rogers' first shot is up, and it's no good. 32-21. Tigers with the advantage. 5:30 left in the final period of play. Rogers' shot is up, and no good. Bounces almost back to her, but Bain's going to come up with it. Gets it ahead to Shelby Waddle. Waddle hands it off to Snodgrass, back to Bain. Bain brings it up top of the key, looks to get it in to Waddle, and Shelby Rogers gets her hands on it. It's going to be a jump ball, but it's going to stay in the hands of La Plata.
Snodgrass to take it out for the Bulldogs. She can't find anybody. Now gets it off to Bain, right wing. Bain dribbles to the top of the key. Sets up the play. Now left wing for Shelby Waddle, and she's tied up with Elsie. Elsie doing a good job of getting the hands in there. 5:06 left in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead at 32-21.
Elsie went for the steal to begin with, so she was down kind of low, and so she was able to get her hands on it. Ladby's going to bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. She's guarded by Bain. Nearly walks with it, but gets it off to Elsie. Elsie drives it in the paint and kicks it back out to Ladwig. Ladwig thinks about shooting, but sends it over to Elsie at the top of the key. Hands it off to Macy Rogers. Rogers is going to dribble in the right-hand side. Her shot up a glass is no good. Kind of rattles around. And I think Shahan was... had her hands on it, went out of bounds in front of the Tiger bench, so it's going to be the Tiger ball. Macy Rogers is going to inbound it for the Tigers. 4:43 left in the game. Tigers lead it 32-21.
Shelby Rogers slaps the ball, looks to throw it in, gets it into Ladwig, right wing. Over, Macy Rogers had position, but she couldn't corral the pass. And now Bain has it going up the sideline. She's all alone, and she makes the layup. She shoots it fundamentally wrong when it goes in.
That's right. That's right.
Elsie having trouble getting it in now. Slavin collects the pass, and she's going to get stolen by Snodgrass. Snodgrass comes up behind her, and you hate that. And Snodgrass comes up with it, gives it off to Bain now. 4:16 left to play the fourth quarter action. Now stolen by Elsie. Elsie's going to go. She's going to get it to Rogers. Rogers wide open for a layup. Yes!
That was a nice-looking thread of a needle.
That was a nice pass. Now Snodgrass working on the right side. She goes right by Macy Rogers all alone. Shot no good. Rebounded by...
Who is that? 55, Idle.
Now rebounded by Macy Rogers. Rogers looked like she walked with it.
Rogers gets it across the timeline on the left-hand side into Slavin up the top of the key. Slavin dribbles around, hands it off to Ladwig. Ladwig into Slavin. Slavin's shot is up, and it's an air ball. But Shelby Rogers comes up with it. Hands it back to Elsie up the top of the key. She'll dribble around the right-hand side, kicks it out to Ladwig. Ladwig thinks about driving the baseline, pulls it up, loses the handle on it, and it's going to go off. They're going to say it's off her hands. I think she thought it was going to be knocked out by LaPlata, so she didn't go after it and went out of bounds, and so it's going to be LaPlata ball. She guessed wrong. Bain with the ball for LaPlata. They're going to come back the other way. Megan Taylor getting ready to come in for the Tigers. Bain over to Idle. Back to Snodgrass. Snodgrass tries to drive the baseline. She's going to be fouled by Shelby Rogers. Snodgrass is going to inbound it for LaPlata. Got some substitutions now. Taylor for Ladwig and Macy Rogers coming out. And who was she? Elsie was already in. It's Collip, wasn't it?
No, I'm pretty sure it was Elsie that came in.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Kick it out to Bain up top. Bain takes a look, dribbles left, loses the handle on it, but gets it back. Over to
Bingham.
Back to Bain. Over to Snodgrass, who shot from the left-hand side is no good, but Megan Taylor comes up with it, and Collip's going to come back the other way. 2:51 left in the game. Collip dribbles around the right-hand side, kicks it back to Shelby Rogers, and she walked with it. Took a step before she put it on the floor.
Well, it'll be able to play the ball now with 2:46 left to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead at 34-23. All they have to do is run that clock out. The clock is your friend here.
You mean all they have to do is play some half court? I'm not sure they're able to do that, are they?
Well, we'll find out, I guess. And Bain throws it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball, 2:37 left to play now. Collip cross court to Shelby Rogers. She puts it on the floor. She's going to pass it back to Elsie. Elsie takes it on across. Top of the key now, right to Shelby Rogers. Rogers back to Elsie. Elsie around, 15-footer in. Hey, 36-23. Not what you're looking to do when you're wanting to burn clock, but it works. 2:20 left to play, fourth quarter. Bain brings it up for a play. The left wing to Snodgrass. Fires off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Taylor. Taylor back to Collip now on the right side. Collip takes it towards the baseline now, hands off to Rogers. Rogers feeds it into Slavin. It's knocked away. Ball on the floor, and so are players from both Brashear and LaPlata. That's going to be a jump ball between Bain and Shelby Rogers. 2:01 left to play, fourth quarter. Tigers lead at 36-23, and the possession arrow favored the Bulldogs, so they get the ball. Bain brings it up. Brings it across now left wing towards Snodgrass. It goes out of bounds off of Snodgrass. It'll be Tiger ball with under 2 minutes left to play now.
Tigers leading by the Baker's dozen. Elsie gets it up ahead to Collip. Collip brings it across the timeline. She nearly walked with it, but she hands it off to Elsie. Elsie's shot is a little too strong. Slavin with the rebound. Shot up off the glass is good. Slavin did a good job of screening out the player behind her. Elsie came right up to her and shot over her head, but it didn't fall. Bain with the ball, dribbles along the left elbow, kicks it out to Snodgrass, but her pass is a little too high. The player getting a little bit frustrated, I think, and tired, probably. Call up to Elsie. Elsie up ahead to call up. Oh, nearly stolen. But it's knocked out of bounds by Bingham, so it will remain in Tigers' possession. Rogers comes up in front of the plate of bench, and she's going to inbound it for the Tigers. That substitution is coming in for the Tigers. Ladwig in for Slavin, and Macy Rogers in for Elsie. ...38-23, Tigers with the advantage. Rogers with the ball, gets it in to her sister Macy Rogers. Macy's going to bring it across the timeline. 1 minute, 20 seconds left. And they can't wait. They have to shoot, and it goes in.
Hey, whatever works. Now, Shahan can't find anybody. Finally gets it into Bain. Bain with 107 left to play. Bain takes it all the way down. Right elbow, fires off the glass. No good. Rebounded by call up, and she goes to the deck, and that's a travel. 1 minute exactly left to play. 40-23. Tigers lead it. It'll be the play the ball out from underneath their own basket, and Snodgrass is going to inbound it. Bain was wide open coming around the screen. They didn't find her, and now it's into the corner and out of bounds.
Maybe we should remind Macy not to shoot at this end of the floor again.
Hey, yeah, holler that out there. I bet she remembers. I bet she won't forget.
No. All right, Snodgrass into Bain. Bain kicks it up top. No, that's not Bain. Who am I talking about here? Who is that, number 10?
That would be
Vestal.
Vestal.
Up. And it was
Taylor and Summers tied up for the jump ball.
It's going to be Tigers' ball. Macy Rogers is going to inbound it for the Tigers. Get it ahead to Ladwig. Ladwig can handle the ball. A lot of experience. She turns around a little bit, clears everybody out, and brings it on down across the field. Has it over to Rogers, top of the key, over to Megan Taylor. Her
hey!
Shot is nothing but net.
I don't know why we're shooting, but it's working.
But they all seem to fall, don't they? 42-23. Tigers with the advantage. Gets it into Summers. Summers' shot is up off the glass. I think that Summers is somebody they could take a lot more advantages of.
Yeah, I think so, too. With her size, they could feed it into her all day.
Tigers lose the ball, and it's going to be Snodgrass. Her shot is no good, but she's going to be fouled by Ladwig.
That was Shahan.
Shahan, that's right.
12 seconds left to play in the game. Tigers have a 42-25, and barring any amazing, spectacular, some kind of unbelievable comeback, the Tigers have iced this game.
And I still haven't got Shahan and Bingham straight.
You have 12 seconds to figure it out.
All right. I promise I'll do it before the end of the game.
She misses both free throws, and Ludwig comes up with it, and she is absolutely running down the sideline, ready to get that last shot. Rogers for three. Oh, and she misses it with 1 second left. They put it up, and Ashley Kopp is going to pat those stats for two more points. 44-25
right.
Is your final. Girls win it. We'll be back in 10 minutes, and I'll have the final score, the final tallies for points and all the stats you need to know, as well as the start of the boys' game in about 10 minutes, and we'll see you there.
Final score again. La Plata girls 44, Brashear girls 44, La Plata 25.
Well, John, are we ready to begin the boys' game here?
You bet. Now, what do you foresee in the action in this game?
Just about pretty much the same as what the girls had. A lot of flying around and high-octane run-and-gun play.
Oh. Well, one thing's for certain. We're going to get to see here pretty quick.
That's right. Both teams are coming out onto the court. We're getting set to go.
Oh, I remember this Wheeler boy now. I think about it. Last year as a seventh grader, he was phenomenal.
Wow, he is a tall glass of water there.
Going against Ambrosia. He's a really good player, too.
And
I remember him now. I'd forgotten about it, but I remember now.
What's his name?
Wheeler. Wheeler into Buck.
Oh, my! You just saw something you might not see very often. Wheeler just got rejected by Anthony Ambrosia.
Well, that's the other thing I remember from last year is Ambrosia has a phenomenal vertical leap.
I think I call him the A-train.
All right, Buck has it. He dribbles in the right block. Shot up off the glass is no good. Wheeler comes up with it, though, and there's going to be a scrum on the floor, and it's going to be, is that Songer had it?
Songer had it, and then it was knocked out of bounds by Wheeler. How tall do you think Wheeler is? I don't have it written down. You know what?
I think he's an eighth grader.
Eighth grader. He is 6 foot, I would say, at least.
Yep, he is an eighth grader. I'd say he's taller than that. Ambrosia with the ball nearly loses it. He's over on the right wing. Guarded by Wheeler. That's two of the better players. Oh, he did a nice little fake shot. Oh, he gets the benefit of the Brashear bounce on that one. Woo!
The eighth trainer is fired up now.
Bunch over to, what's his name? I can't
Number
think.
Number 20 is Buck.
Buck, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Nick Thomas has it for the Tigers. He crosses half court now, right side for Songer. Songer comes down, puts the ball under his arm, and he's going to kick off now to Coyne. Coyne into the corner for Ambrosia. Ambrosia into Smith. Back out to Ambrosia in the corner.
Nearly loses the handle on it, but gets it
tries
back.
Tries to go through a couple of defenders.
He's going to be called for a jump ball.
It's going to stay with Brashear.
These are some of the same players that played in the B games.
Yeah. Smith's going to toss it in. He's going to get straight into Songer. Songer should have taken that.
There's
nobody there. Now over to Coyne on the right wing. Coyne gets it off to Ambrosia. Ambrosia double team now into Smith. Smith, it hits off his hands and right into the hands of Taylor Wheeler.
Wow.
Wheeler all the way for the score. Or he passed off to Buck there, didn't he?
Yeah, that was a nice looking play.
Smith over to Thomas. He has a strip, but Ambrosia recovers. Ambrosia across the timeline, flips it up, caught right into the hands of Wheeler. Wheeler's so tall he just didn't even have to jump for it. And then he goes down, he can touch the backboard.
Yeah, Tigers are going to have their hand full with this matchup.
Oh, he jumps and gets his hands out and extends. I bet his arm span 6'5", it looks like out there. He's a man among boys out on the junior high court.
All right, Smith inbounds it to Coyne. Coyne gets it ahead to Songer. Songer's nearly tipped out by Wheeler, but Songer's going to bring it across the timeline. Hands it off to Ambrosia, but he walked with it. He is in disbelief, except for everybody else in the stands. Wheeler inbounds it to number 22, Bunch. Bunch brings it across. Oh, nice looking play into Wheeler. Wheeler's little turnaround feed is good for two, 6-2. We'll play it with the advantage.
Buck steals it from Thomas and puts it right in, and I have a bad feeling this could be a long night for the Tigers. They finally get it across, Songer wide open. He didn't take it, now he does, and somebody guards him and he makes it. Maybe somebody has to be on him for him to score.
He was in disbelief that he was wide open.
Now the play has it by somebody from other than Wheeler and Buck. Now they get it out to Buck, and Buck bobbles it, or else he would have been wide open into Wheeler. Wheeler, power move, turnaround, shot good.
Left, went right. Nice looking play. Boy,
right into the hands of Wheeler.
Down pass and puts it back in.
Wow. Here's what the Tigers need to do. They need to identify where Wheeler is on the court, and it shouldn't be too hard because it seems like he's everywhere. So look how tall he is. Look at him, and then throw it the other direction is what they need to do.
And they need to make him like an Oreo cookie on defense and be on either side of him.
Maybe like a Chips Ahoy cookie everywhere on him.
Boy, this is going fast and not looking good for the Tigers. 3:21 left in the first period. Plata's leading it 12-4. will be Tigers ball. However, Smith will inbound it for the Tigers. Everybody comes back on the floor. I predict he'll be guarded by Wheeler, and Wheeler will extend vertically. And they get it in
and horizontally.
Ambrosia's nearly double-teamed. They get it to Wheeler, back over to Bunch, and Bunch, the shot is up and no good, but he gets his own rebound, kicks it back out to Buck, and Sonder comes up with the rebound, hands it off to Ambrosia, and we're going back the other way. Ambrosia dribbles behind his back, gets it up to head to Songer's, wide open again. Oh!
Oh!
Nice looking fake!
He waits for
on Wheeler. Wheeler went for the jump and the block, and he pulled it back down, and Wheeler just landed right on top of him.
Songer was wide open again. He waited for the defender. The defender jumps on him, then he makes the play. 2:58 left in the first. It's 12-6. Songer could add to it here, and he doesn't.
Rebound by Songer.
Shot up. No good. Wide. Now, Bunch is going to take it the other way off to Buck. Buck who put it in. Ambrosia has it for the Tigers. Left side. Flips it out of bounds off of Wheeler, I believe.
Yeah, I was going to say, Wheeler caused that. I think this may be Songer's first year of playing ball. At least it is over here. And he's just not quite sure of himself yet, but that'll come to him. Ambrosia with the ball. Gets it up to
Hayden Coyne.
Coyne loses the handle on it. And imagine this. Wheeler comes up with it and puts it in for the easy layup.
How many points do you think he has now?
Too many.
Is he double digits yet?
Too many. Ambrosia with the ball. He's double teamed, but he gets it up across the timeline up ahead to Songer. He waits for the double team.
Oh, he couldn't put it in.
Wheeler comes up with it and he'll send it back the other way.
That is a Jurisic. Jurisic is just as tall as Wheeler. A deep three there by number 10, Weston Smith, is no good.
Cody Snelling comes up with the ball. I think this is his first action of the game, I believe.
Snelling's going to take it through the hole, and he's going to get fouled by Smith, I believe. No.
Why don't they call it on Wheeler? That'd be good.
They called it on 22, which is Bunch. Straight into Snelling for three. Way off. Rebound by Ambrosia. Ambrosia fouled.
And he was fouled by Wheeler.
Oh, yeah. It was a strong foul. I believe old Jurisic is a little taller than Wheeler. Or maybe just about dead even.
Second foul on Wheeler. Boy, it'd be nice to get him in foul trouble.
Without him, they don't have much of a team, I don't think. Hey, nice shot there by Anthony.
Have to say that quietly here in front with the play the bench right in front of us. Here comes Wheeler. He's going to have a set. Well, we'll see what kind of team they got.
Jurisic is still a big guy down there, or a tall guy, I guess.
Sonder and Jurisic both went for the ball and went out of bounds, and the Tigers are going to get it. All right, inbound to Ambrosia. Here's the fake there. He went up then on the second time around and sank it, 16-9.
The A-chain is still rolling.
All right, here comes Bunch coming across the timeline. He dribbles in the lane, kicks it over to
Smith. Oh, Ambrosia couldn't hang on to the rebound, and now it's picked up by Coyne. And Coyne is fouled by Smith. Smith set to inbound for the Tigers. He's finding trouble getting it in. Finally throws it right into Bunch.
Yep.
Bunch is going to toss it over to Allen. Allen shot in and out. Rebounded by Daniel Smith. Tries to tip it out, and it's going to be off of him out of bounds. Smith's going to take it out for the Bulldogs. Gets it straight into Buck. Buck shot off of the left block is no good. Rebounded by Ambrosia. Ambrosia all the way. Good pass to Cody Snelling. Snelling up and no good. And Daniel Smith comes tearing through the lane and absolutely bats that thing out of there. Way out of bounds. Out on Danny. Oh, that was
he's probably
pretty
thinking, why did I even come down here?
Now, Bunch has it and
he's going to be tripped by Snelling, I think is what they're going to call. Yep. All right, Allen's going to inbound it for La Plata. To a waiting Buck.
Buck
for
three.
For three. He was wide open. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be off of
Buck.
And so it's going to be Tigers' ball. Smith is going to inbound. He's going to have full court pressure here. Let's see what they can do with it. They get it to Ambrosia, which is a good one to have it in his hands. He's double teamed. They get it up ahead to Coyne. Coyne on up to Smith. To Sauger. Now it's partly blocked, so he wasn't open. We won't say he's open that time. Back out to Ambrosia on the left wing. His shot is short.
Oh, my!
Man, Smith was on the floor on that one, too. And again, he's saying, why was I down here? And they get it over to Buck on the right-hand
nice
side.
Nice ball fake.
Yeah, back out to Bunch, over to Allen at the free throw line. He puts it on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball. The play is just an entirely different team with Wheeler out of the game.
Yeah. Allen inbound for the play. Going to go right in. Oh, Ambrosia jumps up and steals the inbound pass. The A-train's rolling again. Ambrosia crosses half-court line, left wing for Snelling. Snelling puts on the floor now. Left elbow. Now out to Coyne, right wing, now to Smith. Smith turns around and loses out of bounds. Ambrosia almost saves it. Ambrosia's everywhere. 9-16, 8.5 seconds La Plata has to see if they can do something here at the end of the first quarter. They inbound it. Bunch has the ball. Left wing. 5 seconds. Gets it over to Smith. Smith fires. No good. Rebounded by Allen. No. No time left. And the ball is thrown, but it's too late. So after one quarter, it's 16-9. And you know what? After that amazing start there by La Plata, the Tigers have battled back and really aren't out of this game at all.
No, they're making a game of this. Clearly, when Wheeler went out of the game, Tigers were able to inch back into this thing a little bit, although I think they were already in the process of doing that when he was still in the game.
Well, you hit the nail on the head earlier. You said, when you said if we can get him in foul trouble, then that changes the whole look of the game.
Story of the game so far is Wheeler for La Plata and
the A-Train
and Sauger.
Sauger's always wide open.
Smith and Ambrosia. Ambrosia tries to send it all the way up to
Snelling,
but it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Tigers' ball. Daniel Smith is going to inbound it for the Tigers. Nice look at bounce pass in Ambrosia, but it's knocked out of bounds by La Plata, so it'll still be the Tigers' ball.
I think Bunch got his hands on it there. I think Bunch is their best defender, so they put him on Ambrosia.
They get Sauger, and his shot is good, and he's fouled, and the basket counts.
Was he fouled? I think maybe somebody else was fouled. I think the foul was on somebody else here.
But I thought that the ref was calling the points. Yeah, they did. They gave him the point. They must have given the points, and the foul
the
was coming right
and
after.
I think while the ball was in the air, they pushed Anthony Ambrosia underneath. Daniel Smith straight into Snelling. Snelling, loses the ball, now picks it back up to Coyne. Coyne out to Ambrosia. Ambrosia ball fake into the free throw line. Fires off just a bit. Gets his own rebound. Dribble up in. Oh, A-Train is moving on.
Tigers with a four-point play that time around. We'll see if they can do something with it. Bunch brings it back the other way for La Plata. He dribbles around the right-hand horse, kicks it over to Buck on the right wing. His shot for three is no good. Coyne comes up with it. He nearly walks with
it. Did.
And he did.
Yeah, he moved a few too many feet on that one. 13-6, the Tigers find themselves right back in the thick of things.
Bunch back to, is that Allen? Is that
Smith.
His name? Smith. Can't keep these players going. Bunch nearly walked with a thin over to Smith's left hand side. His shot is going to be no good. And Bunch comes up with a rebound, though. Kicks it over to Smith again on the left, on the right hand, on the left hand side, but he walks with it. So with a turnover, it'll be Tigers' ball. Later back to the full court defense.
5 minutes left to play here in the second quarter. It'll be Tiger ball. They're making a sub. What play it is. Bringing in Dalton Smith for Weston Smith. Do you think they're related? Smith into Ambrosia. That is Daniel Smith. Ambrosia all the way down. Snowy's open this time, and he had butterfingers. He lost it straight out of bounds. Great pass by Ambrosia.
That's right. He threaded the needle on that one.
And Snowy just couldn't handle the heat.
And he was wide open, too.
Oh, yeah. He turns around. He could take a nap, get back up, eat a breakfast, and toss it in. I don't know. Right? Songer, I think, was maybe trying to help out on the inbounds play. Anyway, they get the ball down to Buck for three. Uh-oh. Oh, Buck was on fire. The Buck stops here. Oh, Ambrosia is tripped by Buck. They didn't call anything. He flips it off to Coin. Coin for three. He just launches it and misses it. Daniel Smith is there to clean things up. Yes.
He said, it's a gift for me. Manna from heaven. I'll take it and I'll do something with it.
15-19. Daniel Smith with the putback. Tigers find themselves only down 4. 4:26 left to play in the second quarter.
Play the coach doesn't like what he sees there.
I'm surprised he hasn't put Wheeler back in yet. Only one foul here. Does he have two?
The second one was that one who fell on top of that. Okay. I remember that. That first one, I didn't remember that.
All right, we're ready to start again here. 4:26, and it's going to be the play the ball, I believe. Yep, it's going to be Smith taking it out. Smith's going to toss it into Bunch. Bunch going to run the point here for La Plata. Left wing now for Smith. Smith, ball fake, now back to Bunch. Bunch, stolen by Daniel Smith. Nice play, Smith. All right. The A-Train passes it down into Songer, and Songer loses it. Bunch comes over with it, and then Anthony Ambrosia fouls him. 4:06, 19-15. Tigers down.
Frustration foul by Ambrosia, I think.
Yeah, only his first. And it's going to be Allen inbound and now to Bunch for La Plata.
Bunch is a good little ball handler. He sends it over to Buck on the left-hand side. His shot for three is good. Boy, he's pretty deadly, I'll tell you what.
We need to put somebody out there on the Buck. Ambrosia's going to come down the left side. He calls the play. Now gets it in to Daniel Smith. Back to Ambrosia for the shot.
Nice,
yes.
Nice little... I don't know if you'd call that a pick and roll or whatever, but it was a nice little play.
Whatever it was, it worked.
It worked. Uh-oh, here we go again. Three-point shot. This one's no good, but Bunch comes up with the rebound, and he's wrapped up by Cody Snelling, and they're going to call a foul on him.
Is that his just his second or third? Just his second.
Just a second. Kind of a dumb foul, though, actually.
Yeah, he had to reach clear around. A good play there by Coyne. He knocked it back out of bounds. 3:26 left to play here in the second quarter.
The play that leads it 22-17.
They get the ball straight into Bunch. Or is that? That is Buck. Buck's shot falls out, but he was fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouled by
Coyne.
Coyne. His first. Team's fourth.
Five team fouls on La Plata, so pretty evenly matched up for that. Buck's first shot is nothing but net.
Treasure's going to come in for Snelling.
Coach may have a little talk with Snelling about that foul, I'm guessing. Buck's second shot is up, and it's in and out. Bunch with the rebound.
Allen,
and he's able to make the conversion on it.
Now, that is number 23, Ty Hettinger, with the foul on Anthony Ambrosia. 16 foul. Next time they foul, we're going to be shooting 1-1. That could be a good deal for the Tigers, able a way to get back into it. Smith, taken out of bounds, finds Anthony Ambrosia. Anthony puts it on the floor up the right side. Fakes left, now goes right, now back left to Treasure. Treasure loses it to Allen. And Allen doesn't really touch it. Over and back. They're going to get over and back. Allen was so ready to get rid of that ball. He tossed it right to the first guy he saw. And that guy, I think it was Bunch, he happened to be on the wrong side of the court. 3:05 left to play. Ball into Ambrosia now. 17:25. Tigers find themselves in a big hole. Daniel Smith almost loses it. Now tosses out to Treasure. Treasure from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Coyne. Coyne right back up. No good. Rebounded this time by Bunge.
Oh, that's a... It looked like a rushed possession there by the Tigers.
Now to Smith. Smith for three. Oh, that is a dagger to the heart of Tiger fans.
Tigers cannot leave him open, man. Ambrosia is going to bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Comes across the timeline with 2:30 left in the half. Ambrosia takes it coast to coast. His shot is up and no good. Songer with the rebound, and he's going to be fouled.
Buck.
Oh, that was by Buck. So we'll see what Songer can do from the line.
It wouldn't be a bad thing for the Tigers if they can get Buck into foul trouble.
1-1. Here comes the... This is a comeback masterful tool if they can hit these. And they can. A kind bounce there.
Songer doesn't realize, hey, you get to shoot that again, Songer.
That first one hit the back iron, went about 2 feet in the air, spun around, and came right back down through the hoop.
But we'll take it.
Whatever works. 18-28 now. Tigers, 2:25 left to play. Second quarter. The second one's up and rims out. Wheeler gets the rebound, and they're going to get Smith, I think, on a hold.
Yep.
Well, I can't say that I blame Daniel Smith. Wheeler has a full... foot on him, and Smith was just trying to get the things back to even. Songer with the steal. He's going to go up the left side. He's guarded closely there by Smith, and he hands off to Ambrosia. Ambrosia now puts on the floor. All five defenders on him. He puts it up and still gets it to go. Oh, you can't stop the A-train.
That's right. All right. Here we got number 15, which is going to be Smith. Brings it back the other way, and he's going to kind of lob it into Wheeler, and Wheeler sends it right back out to him. Shot this time short. And Ambrosia's going to come up with it, and he's going to turn on the Jets.
Fouled.
He was fouled, but we should have had somebody right behind him, too. We didn't have that, and so we didn't get the put back.
Somebody came up from behind him, pulled his arm down when he was shooting on that one.
1:47 left in the half. The play that leads to 28-20.
Tigers need to make a little run here in the last minute, 47 seconds, and cut this to about 5 for halftime.
Smith brings the ball back the other way, comes across the timeline. Looking to get it to Wheeler. And they did the Oreo cookie approach, but it went right back to Smith over to the right-hand side. Coyne was lucky not to avoid the over-the-back call, and he's going to benefit from it.
I don't know about that. That might be hometown up there.
He reached over the back and avoided the over-the-back call, got in front, and then he gets
the benefactor of it. I guess if luck's on your side, you shouldn't kick a gift horse in the mouth there.
Coyne
will shoot a 1-1 now. But I guess his karma caught up with him and he missed the free throw.
They get it into Wheeler up the top of the key. He tries to feed it in. It's partially tipped and there's going to be a jump ball and it's going to stay with LaPlata.
1:20 left to play here in the second quarter. First half action. 20-28. Tigers find themselves down.
I predict Smith. Well, Smith didn't go to Wheeler.
They go right over to Allen. Allen from 20 feet out misses it. Rebound by Ambrosia. Ambrosia has a minute 12 to do something. He comes down the left side. Now he's going to pull it out into the free throw lane. Fake. Up. Foul and the shot. Oh, A-Train rolling.
And it's another foul on Wheeler.
Ooh, that's even bigger. Is that his third?
I believe it is.
It is. That is huge. 1-2 dribbles by Ambrosia up, and no good, though. Rebounded by Allen.
Allen up ahead to Hedinger. Hedinger brings it around, hands it over to
Smith.
Smith dribbles around the horn. The shot is no. It comes up short. Ambrosia with the rebound.
Bad pass there by Ambrosia.
Comes up with it. He's going to take it all the way.
Misses it. Rebound by Ambrosia.
Another case they played and needed to have somebody right behind him, and they didn't. Ambrosia with the ball on the left side. Oh, they left the baseline open, and he is going to be...
That's his fourth!
Woo! I'm not so sure about what Ambrosia didn't slide into him, but we'll take it.
Hey, don't complain.
33 seconds left. Anthony Ambrosia will shoot two free throws, and that is the 10th foul. You might have heard the boos on the call there. Ambrosia, 1-2, up and short, no good.
Tigers need to take advantage of these foul opportunities.
These are gimme points. The one thing that you can control in the game is whether you can hit a free throw or not. And we can't. He misses them both. That's the one weak point in Ambrosia's game. Bunch brings it up with 27 seconds right across to Smith. Smith had to jump high in the air to get it in. Songer with the block. That's Songer's first. He stayed relatively clean this half.
Songer's played a good half for somebody that hasn't had a lot of playing time action. Bunch is going to take a long drive by the lane.
Oh, that
nice
was pretty.
Maneuver.
It was a double pump in midair.
13 seconds left. 10. Ambrosia with the ball. Nearly walks
can't
away.
Can't find anybody.
Coin. Coin nearly has
loses
the ball.
Loses it. 3 seconds.
It.
2-1. No time. Tigers are going to go into halftime with an 8-point deficit, 22-30. They need to right the ship and settle down and play some good ball here in the second half.
If you're just joining us, the girls come up with a victory, 44-25. We're at halftime. The clock is at 9 minutes, 34 seconds. Maybe we'll have some stats for you here in a little bit. But if not, we'll be back for the second half. Stay with us. You're at the Tiger Arena in Brashear, Missouri.
Getting ready to start the third quarter here from first half stats for the Plata Bulldogs. Dalton Smith had 3. Christian Bunch had 2. J.T. Allen had 2. Taylor Wheeler had 10. And Brady Buck had 13 for the Tigers. Daniel Smith had 2. Adam Songer had 5. And the A-train, Anthony Ambrosia, had 13. So we're ready to set. Tigers down 30-22 to start the third quarter, and they'll have the ball first. Smith gets it into Ambrosia. Ambrosia working. Now gets across the timeline. Right side. Working against Bunch. Dribbles into the lane. Fires. Can't connect. Rebound by Snelling. Snelling puts it up and in. 24-30. Cut the lead to 6. Bunch has the ball. Gets it into the corner for Smith. Smith. Little runner. Off the glass and good. Oh, that was a pretty shot. 32-24 now. 5:34 left to play. Third quarter. Anthony Ambrosia is going to bring it up. Calls the play. Fakes right. Goes left. Loses the ball. Picked up by Bunch. Bunch now loses it. And there's a scrum for it. And Bunch gets it. He's on his knees. Now gets out to Hettinger. Hettinger. Now to Bunch for 3. Rims out. Rebound by Hettinger underneath. Up and in. Oh! Tigers need to box out on defense. Ambrosia with the ball. Tigers now down 10 again. Right wing for Songer. Songer goes around the screen by Smith, and they're saying he's going to carry it, but he made the basket, but he carried it first. Hettinger to take the ball out for La Plata. Gets it out to Bunch. Bunch working around Snelling. Wide open free throw line now for 3. Smith drains it. 37-24, the Tigers have now fell in a deep hole, and it's going to be tough to climb out. They've got to claw their way back into it.
What did you let happen here, Tyler, while I was late getting back?
I don't know if they've missed a shot yet. Now, Coyne attempts a 3 and misses it. Hettinger comes right at the rebound, gets it off to Bunch. Bunch comes across the timeline, goes right, goes around the screen there by Hettinger. Pumps, misses, rebounds by Songer. Songer out to Snelling. Snelling leads the pack. He's going to go. No. Rebound by Coyne. No good. Oh, man. Tigers had 2 great shots there. Now Bunch is going to go the other way. He does not have the numbers. He puts it up, but he's fouled.
Sloppy play. Looks like we got Clarkson ready to check in for Brashear.
Tigers, that was the foul on Songer. His second, 14 now in the third. 24-37. Make that 38.
Play the coach giving some instructions to Slater there. Second shot is up, and it's good as well. 39-24. The play that with the advantage. Not sure what happened here.
Me neither, but we're going to do it again.
I think it was an official timeout of some sort. Ambrosia. In Ambrosia. He's going to take the right blocks. His shot is no good. Played it with the ball. Shot up. And good by Smith.
Absolutely on fire this half. We'll play
That's
it.
Right. Ambrosia with the ball for the Tigers. He brings it up across the timeline. Resets the offense. Dribbles it around the right-hand side. Gets it off to... over to Coyne. His shot off the glass is good.
Coyne wasn't in the right spot, but he soon got there and made the shot.
Wasn't the prettiest thing in the world, but it went in. Snelling went for the steal. No good. Shot is no good. The player with the rebound. They kick it back out to number 10. His shot is up and no good, but he's fouled. That's Smith.
I thought maybe they were going to take Snelling with it. No, good call. Just a second on Daniel Smith.
We got how many Smiths we got on the floor today? Two for La Plata and one for Brashear?
Yep.
All so confusing, Tyler. Can't keep it all straight.
Maybe we can at least pretend to.
Maybe I need to eat some popcorn. Maybe that would. Maybe that would give me some memory food. You think?
I don't know. Maybe it works for me.
Snelling comes out. Songer back in for the Tigers. All right, here goes Smith's second shot. It's up. Boy, it's a brick going up. No rotation on that whatsoever. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be a Tigers ball.
Ooh, I thought Joe Clarkson touched that thing.
But we'll take it. Clarkson's going to inbound it for the Tigers to a rating Ambrosia. It'll play the falls back, so here comes the Tigers. Ambrosia brings it across the timeline. Takes it around the horn to the right-hand side. Tries to lob it in to Clarkson. His shot up off the horn
was a
no
beautiful
good.
Shot. He couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, he was in nice position for that. Smith with the ball. Oh, and it's stolen by Ambrosia. He's going to take it. Coast to coast, but it's stripped by Bunch, and Bunch is going to bring the ball back the other way now, and he's going to bring it all the way in. His shot up the glass.
Oh, my. Good. What a shot. He double pumps again.
Ambrosia brings it back the other way. They're coming in a hurry, but he pulls back and resets the offense. Sends it over to Smith. Feeds it in to...
Oh, I thought he stepped on the line there.
Yeah,
did Bunch. Or, excuse me, that's Hettinger. Now to Smith. Now to Bunch. Bunch brings it across. Goes around the screen by Hettinger. Double pumps and misses this one. Grabbed by Songer. Songer finally hands off to Ambrosia.
That was a nice looking running shot, but it just didn't fall for him. Ambrosia has the ball now for the Tigers. 43-26. LaPlata with the advantage. 2 minutes left in the third. Daniel Smith back out to Clarkson. Nearly has the ball stripped from him. It's going to be a jump ball.
Tigers having trouble hanging on to the ball here.
Ty Hettinger saw the advantage with Clarkson, got his hands up on it, and caused a jump ball situation. Bunch is going to bring the ball back the other way for La Plata. They feed it in over the right-hand line to number 20, but it's going to be Coyne with it temporarily, but he's going to fall to the ground, and by cause of that, going to walk with it.
Now
Hettinger to inbound it for La Plata. Going to send it all the way out to Bunch. Dribble into the lane. Boy.
That could have been offensive. I thought Songer, they're going to take Songer, aren't they?
No, I think it's on Clarkson.
Clarkson. Well, he was set, I thought.
I don't see how you could be any more immovable than he was standing there. He ran right into him, but they're going to call it on him.
Ooh, good break there for the Tigers that rimmed out. Tigers only have 7 minutes and 46 seconds left in this game.
and they still find themselves at a 43-26 deficit. They need to really pick it up here.
Ah, we got two Smith players for La Plata on the field at the same time now.
And Daniel for us.
Boy, this is confusing. We could just call Smith, and we'll probably be have a pretty good chance of being right.
3-10.
Coyne still took that ball. Oh, nice.
Man, that was a great pass by Coyne. Fed Songer right underneath the basket, and Songer let it drip through his hands and kicked it out of bounds.
Yep. They had the right idea. It just didn't fall for him. Here comes Smith.
Smith is going to take it for La Plata. Smith, Hettinger outside the free throw line, misses it, and it's going to be over the back here on number 41, Kelly. Daniel Smith is going to take it out of bounds. He's going to get it to Ambrosia, 1:30 left to play. Ambrosia slows her down. Brings it across, waves, ready to go. Feeds it into Songer. Songer working into Snelling, fade away, in and out. Rebounded now by
Kelly.
Slater. Oh, Slater Kelly. Hettinger has the right wing now, top to key for Smith. Smith going to take it in, pass it out to Smith. Smith hit. Was that a three or just a two?
I think they just gave him two for that one. That was a pretty looking shot, though.
Minute left here in the third. Ambrosia has the ball in, working inside the free throw line up, and no good. Ambrosia hadn't been hitting the mark this second half. Foul's going to go against Brashear over the back, I believe, or a push on Coyne. His third?
And we got somebody new
just
coming in.
Just a second. John Hicks is going to come in and relieve Smith. Coach Martin thought there was too many Smiths out there. He decided to take his out. They get it into Smith. Does La Plata. La Plata working. Bring it up. Nice ball fake now into the corner for Smith. And Ambrosia was setting on it. He picked that thing off. Ambrosia having trouble. Throws it out of bounds off of Smith.
Nice looking move by Ambrosia. He saw he was going out of bounds, so he did one of those moves where he just bounced it off of Smith for La Plata.
Ambrosia has a great basketball sense out there when he's on the court.
Snelling into Ambrosia. Ambrosia's going to bring it back the other way. 36 seconds left in the third. Ambrosia to Snelling. Nice little spin move in the lane. Not enough strength to it, though. La Plata with the rebound. Smith for La Plata brings it back the other way.
Again, the Tigers miss a little touch shot. They need to work on their touch shot. Anything inside the two-foot perimeter of the basket, you need to be hitting. I don't know how many they've missed of those tonight.
That and free throws.
Yeah, free throws. We missed so many free throws. Those are gimmies.
Ambrosia into Snelling. Back to Ambrosia. 15 seconds left in the third. 45-26. Ambrosia into, is that Treasure?
Yeah.
Ball is stolen.
Hettinger.
Oh my! Tried to get the feed into Smith. Ambrosia with the steal, though. Time expires at the end of three. It's the play of 45. Brashear, 26. And if you're just joining us, the girls pull out the win, 44-25. Just almost the reverse of this game.
We're ready to go here in the fourth quarter. It looks like it's going to be Tiger Ball. And the Tigers lose it out of bounds directly. It's going to be La Plata now. They get it to Smith. Smith brings it across the timeline now for Smith. Smith fires a three. Holy cow! I think it's like the Fouch twins all over again for La Plata. They're short, they're fast, they shoot threes. This is deja vu or something?
All over again.
They give it off to the A-Train. A-Train outside the arc. Fires it into Scudder. Scudder tips it out and is lost. And Anthony knocks it out of bounds before La Plata can make the shot.
Tigers take a timeout. 5 minutes, 25 seconds left in the game. The play that leads at 48-26.
I hate to say this, but we're putting in the B guys. I think Coach Martin might be throwing in the towel. What do you think? This will be a good learning experience, playing against some of the heavy competition for the up-and-comers.
Yeah, and you know, I have to say, I was pretty encouraged by this. There's a lot of good things for the Tigers to see in this game. Just like you say, some of those touch plays around the basket and some free throws, and this game would be a lot closer.
Oh, definitely. And the Tiger defense hasn't been too bad. They can beef up in a few areas. Rebounding is a little weak. They need to be a better box when they box out, and they need to do a little better on just jumping and grabbing the ball instead of just standing there.
All right, here we go. The plate is going to inbound it under their basket. A lot of activity going on. They send it all the way out. I think it was actually destined for Smith. He ends up with it, and he's going to shoot for three, and it's an air ball. So it's going to be Tigers' ball.
You don't see those air balls.
You don't see that very much from him. Come on, Tigers. We need to have somebody up here.
And Joe Clarkson makes a sideline catch. He looks like a wide receiver in football. 2-9. Nice job there by Clarkson to catch it. Now back to Thomas, top of the key, right wing for Dakota Walker, and it has it hit him in the face, and he goes out of bounds.
Dakota doesn't get a lot of action in these games, so it's nice to see him out there on the floor. I'm sure he'd like to do a little better, but
at least he's trying.
He's trying, doing his best. Smith with a ball for LaPleta. LaPleta obviously trying to put this game away.
One could argue at 48-26, it's already been put away.
Well, sometimes they like to make these statements.
Statement right now is they can't hit any close shots. They've missed several.
Smith into...
Nice play by Hicks.
Yep, went up and knocked it out of bounds, and I think Clarkson did the same thing.
Who are they trying to feed it in? Tim Jurisic, is that right?
That's as good as I could do. I'll give you credit for it.
Okay.
All right, Smith has the ball up top. Top of the key, sends it over the right-hand side. Tries to feed it in the right side of the lane. Shot is up, and no good. He played it with the rebound.
Jurisic,
and he's fouled.
I'm going to guess Jay Scudder. I thought I saw him come over on him. Hey, give me points there, too.
Good job. All right, LaPleta is going to inbound it. Send it back to Smith. It's a little too high. When you're a little guy about 4'10", when you throw the ball about 8 foot high, it's kind of hard to control those.
Smith running scared Thomas, and he flinched before he caught that pass. Now Clarkson has it dribbling around. Clarkson to the baseline, fires. Oh, and he misses it. Rebound by Jurisic.
He's going to take it coast to coast. I thought that was blocked.
I think perhaps it was the foul. They called it a block.
But in any event, it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Tigers' ball. Clarkson's going to get it in.
Oh, he needs help.
The player fell down.
That was
they
Allen.
They had to scutter.
Thomas working now to Walker. Walker makes a bad pass. He gets it all back. It beat it in the scutter. Scutter with a wild shot. And the ball falls out of bounds.
Boy, that was not the prettiest shot that Jay took. But we'll give him credit. He tried.
Smith comes across the timeline all the way in, and he's hacked by Scudder. Scudder doesn't mess around when he's out there. He gets his money's worth.
All right, LaPlata is going to inbound it. 3:38 left in the game. LaPlata leads it 48-26. Send it all the way out to Smith. Smith up brings it up to the top of the key, dribbles around the left-hand side. Sends it over to the right-hand side to number 23. His little spin move is no good. Scudder comes up with the rebound. He sends it ahead to Gosh, dang it. Why can't I think of
Nick
his
Thomas.
Name? Nick Thomas.
Thomas to Treasure. Treasure for three. No. Rebounded by Smith. Smith's off to the races. Treasure is the only guy that can stop him, and he blocks it.
He blocks it. Nice, clean block. They send it over to the right-hand side, and they're going to shoot for three from over there, and no good. And Driss with the rebound, no good.
He gets
his own rebound, shoots again, no good, but he's fouled that time.
He was hacked by multiple players. Who are they going to give it to? Terran Treasure earns his first. Two shots here for Jerisic.
I think you're right. I think they could have called it on about half of the Tiger team.
Yeah, everybody was wanting some action there.
Well, he gets the La Plata bounce, bounces off the back of the iron, goes up about 3 or 4 feet, and comes back in. Second shot's up, does the same thing, but this time...
Oh! Allen up and over the back on that one.
I think they're going to call a foul on... No. 2-5. I never can remember. Let's see. That's going to be not a girl, I can tell you that. Allen's who it was on. All right.
Nick Thomas to Hicks. Hicks wide open to the basket. Oh, and it looked like he was fouled, but they're going to say it was just slipper and he lost it. Hettinger to take it out. Gets it to Smith. 2:45 left to play. Fourth quarter action. Deep from Smith. Money. 52-26. They've now double us up.
All right. Thomas with the ball. Gets it ahead to Treasure. Boy, nearly got it back over the line. Gets it back to Treasure. Scudder's shot.
Oh.
No good. Jurisic with the rebound. Back to Taylor, or back to Smith. Smith brings it across the timeline for La Plata. Gets around Clarkson over the left-hand side. Pass back to the right corner is a little too strong. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be the Tigers' ball.
2-12.
Finally, they'll play there now with some substitutions. 2:12 left in the game. 52-26. They'll play there with the lead. Thomas with it all for the Tigers. He's going to run the show. Gets it up ahead to Hicks. Hicks threw it right to the play kid.
Oh, I thought that was a clean block.
He threw that to the Plata kid. He was not expecting it. Oh, well. All in good fun.
That's why they play the game. 1:57 left in the fourth quarter. Can the Tigers do it? John, all they need is 26.
I think they can. Plata's first shot is no good. A little too strong.
And Walker's back into the game, this time for Hicks. He's going to go talk about how to throw a good pass.
Second shot is up. It's no good. And Thomas with the rebound, and the shooter ran right into him. It's going to be Ty Hettinger. That's his second foul. Hettinger's going to come in and have a seat. Thomas with the ball. He's going to run the show for the Tigers. Brings it across the timeline. A little spin move there. Dribbles down the left-hand side. Gets in the lane to Treasure, and his shot is up and good. There we go. We're starting our comeback there.
I can feel it. Heron with the ball. Fakes right, goes left, goes up for three. No, his foot was on the line, and he misses it anyway. Treasure. Treasure's off to the races, and he pulls it back. And now he can't decide. He goes to Joe Clarkson. Clarkson humbling and bumbling all the way down. Treasure thinks about a 39. Thomas. Thomas outside the free throw line misses.
But he walked with it.
It was Waddle that had the rebound, but he walked and you can't walk with the ball.
Oh, nice inbound to Scudder, and Scudder puts it in.
Hey,
good job there, Jay.
It's the comebacker. Only 22 now. Heron with the ball, left wing for inside now to, all these new guys are confusing me. It's Gross close that was fouled.
Yep, they're going to call it on Scudder.
That's his third, I believe.
So Gross close. Yeah, you're right. Dustin Gross close will go to the line.
Two shots.
First shot is a little weak. Bounces back on the front end of the iron. Second shot, same thing.
Treasure nice rebound.
I think that's the second one of those he's had. Thomas with the ball, nearly dribbles it.
Allen steals it. Hands off to Heron. Heron is a little bitty guy all the way around. And nice pass. The guy wasn't expecting it. It was Waddle wasn't expecting the pass. Now Gross goes out to Allen for just inside the arc. Clarkson took it away from Gross close.
He said, thank you. I'll take that.
Now Thomas, good pass into Treasure. Treasure into Scudder. Scudder back out to Treasure. Treasure into Clarkson. Turnaround. Yo-no. In and out. Gross close the rebound. Out to Heron.
26 seconds left in the game. Heron sends it back to the left corner. Left corner drives the baseline shot. He's
Allen misses it.
He missed it.
Hold here on Jake Waddle.
Yeah, Thomas had the ball. Waddle wanted it. Didn't work. Treasure's going to inbound it for the Tigers. Oh
Heron.
He radioed that to Thomas.
Heron was ready for it. He stole it, and then he lost it out of bounds.
Yep. He'll probably be a little more careful now. He's going to try that same maneuver. Yeah, they get it into Thomas this time. Thomas is going to bring the ball back the other way. Gets it up across the timeline. A little spin move to Clarkson. Clarkson doesn't do a bad job.
Treasure misses it. Gross close has it. All the way down the court. Let's see if they can finish it. Oh, and they bobble it out of bounds, and that is your ball game. The Tigers lose it. 52-30. I'm Tyler Killen along with
John Slavin.
And we'll see you Friday night for the girls matchup between Mary Immaculate. We'll see you then.